Australian Survivor.
Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
Survivor. Survivor.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million
shkeli. Aldi. Million. Rubli.
Tribe.
Scheibe Tortelle.
Ship.
Hello everyone and welcome to RHAP's coverage of Survivor South Africa Immunity Island. I'm your host Shannon Gus here for another preseason podcast. It's a look. It's very exciting for me. It's my first It's a Look that I'm on. I'm absolutely so excited about it. I'm going to introduce our guest who also seems excited. But before I do, please welcome in the me and Mike to Survivor South Africa preseason podcast. My co-host, the great Mike Bloom. Mike, welcome to our fifth preseason podcast.
Yeah, though technically speaking, like the Big Brother 22 podcast that two of us and this other guest was on last year was sort of like an Issa Look family member, but maybe like a stepchild, you know, yeah. Like doesn't have the blood relation, but definitely has that same familial spirit. So I think you've done a little bit of it. It's not exactly your first.
Yeah, that podcast was more like Chappie being adopted by Jacques. It wasn't the actual biological maybe connection, but it was definitely like extreme family. But that was one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done. So I'm super excited about this to bring in our incredible guest, one of my absolute favorite people in general, and definitely one of my favorite people on the podcast. It is the great Bryce Isaiah. Bryce, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And I just want to note that, you know, me being a guest on you guys' podcast gives me a point. So I'm a point up already. I'm still bitter from last time. So I'm bringing a point system back and it's a level playing field because it's a look and, you know, I'm ready.
Okay, so for those who didn't listen to the Big Brother 22, I'm so casual, casual cast assessment, me, Bryce, and Nick, with Mike as the host slash judge, we competed to see who could guess the most about the contestants, and I'm pretty sure I won memory.
Oh, Mike!
I think Bryce run.
No. Did he actually?
I don't know. I know Nick came in third. I know that much.
Okay. Let's all agree, Bryce. Let's start this off on the right note and agree that Nick came last.
Congratulations to baby boy number one and child number two for Nick Adanza.
Yes. Congratulations Lizada. To new father and loser, Nick Lizada. So, look, we can't compete on this podcast for who knows the cast better because Bryce does know the cast. That's the point of It's a Look. And I have done over 10 hours of content on the cast, and I dream about them. Not to be creepy, but they're my whole life right now. But Bryce and I will compete for random stuff. So, as he said, he's our guest. He gets a point. I was late. He wasn't. He gets a point. Bryce is already 2 points up in a game that has absolutely no criteria.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm actually going to give Bryce an extra point because, we had Bryce on our podcast all the way back in the early days of Survivor South Africa season 7.
Yeah.
But since you've last come onto the Survivor South Africa podcast, Bryce, you have been to South Africa proper.
I have. And what a beautiful country. So I am excited now having more of the experience of South Africa to like actually get into it and knowing a little bit more of the culture. I'm excited to see what it has to bring because there is a vast difference in parts of South Africa. So I'm excited. And now that I know more, I have a lot more understanding, if that makes sense.
That's true. No, it's a very like diverse culture. As we talked about, like culturally, language, so many things that people connect on or don't. It's a great cast as well, Bryce. Like we're very, very excited about the cast. And I feel like there's so many super fans in the cast and they'll be thrilled to get their own It's a Look as well. I feel like a lot of people are probably enjoying this right now just on the cast, just even for them. So, look, it's going to be really fun. And a point for me for acknowledging that.
Exactly. Okay. We're like Drew Carey right now. Like, everything's made up, the points don't matter. I mean, for those that might not be in the know as to what It's a Look is, basically what it entails, Bryce has never seen these people before in his life, though we might get to one exception in a bit.
I don't know that. Point to Bryce.
Bryce is going to Bryce is going to look at the photo of the cast member and is going to talk about what he gleans about them as a person, as a Survivor player, just based on the photos that are being taken. I feel like this started when, like, at least a few years ago, right, Bryce? I want to say, like, maybe Survivor, I don't know, like, God, Ghost Island, maybe?
Maybe Ghost Island, maybe David versus Goliath. The way that my pandemic memory is set up, it it's a little sketchy.
Yeah. So is there, like, there's a science to this, right? Like, the way that they stand, what they present, that's important.
Absolutely. I feel like me being a third boot out on Survivor, I know what it takes to give a photo. And honestly, like, when I took my Survivor photo, I was not feeling confident and I was not feeling like I'm about to win this. Like, you know, I didn't know my photo was given third boot. But there are a lot of things that I feel like, you know, you got to hype yourself up whenever you are about to do something. And so what better time than your cast photo to hype yourself up? And, you know, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. So I feel like in these photos, if you're not exuding what it is to be a winner of Survivor, then baby, you can just, you're a pre-merge boot already, in my opinion. So I think that the photos are a very telltale sign. And let the record show that although the Issa look might not be based on any fiction or anything real, it has predicted winners or predicted people to go far in the game. So I'm saying, take what you want from it. And I might be saying this wrong, but correct me, Shannon. Is it buy a donkey?
Buy a donkey? What's buy a donkey?
That's a term I learned in South Africa. I don't know if it was like Afrikaan like.
As you'll learn, Bryce, as Mike tries to ask about South African things and I don't know, look, Bryce, I honestly feel you could be equally wrong about this, or I could not know it. Both of those are probably a 50-50 chance. And whoever's right gets a point.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, people comment, and that will be the extra point that will put me over the ensure that I win.
I don't know. I thought you were talking about Biostrath. I'm like, it's not Bio Donkey.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know. No, this will be really, really fun. And Bryce, I wanted to also mention, I know it's a different franchise, but we were talking on social media recently, Australian Survivor came back with its new theme, not yet back, but announced its new theme, Brains versus Brawn, and Beauty has been taken out. And you seem to be upset about that. I was like, good, take out Beauty. Look what they did to you. Let's never talk about Beauty again.
They don't deserve Beauty.
I agree. They don't. They don't deserve Jeffra, LJ, Jeremiah, or Morgan. But I feel like Brains, Brawn, you just gotta have a beauty.
Yeah, I feel like everyone in the Australian Survivor cast is usually just super hot. So they probably were like, this is a bit reductive at this point.
Yeah, I said this on another podcast, but it's like if you named a season Survivor Squares versus Circles versus Shapes, like one is automatically the other two, so you don't, it's redundant to put that third one in there.
Yeah, I think it's okay, but also I think as well that they're just Bryce super fans who were like, never again, we'll never let this happen again. Never Beauty.
I'm here for it. I am here for it.
Well, you are here today to talk about this cast. Before we get into the individual photos, Bryce, I actually want to start with something a little different, because for those that are hopefully watching the YouTube video, because this is primarily going to be a visual medium, I do have the cast photo here. And I feel like, Bryce, we talk a lot about like individual shots. I feel like we don't talk too much about like the art of the cast photo, because I'm sure the group photo almost has like a different thing going on than the individual shots.
It's funny that you say that, because one, first of all, I spot a zaddy or two, so that like excites me, but I definitely feel like this cast photo is giving me like the COVID-19 edition. Like,
Yes! They're
like, you know, we're not going to put you 6 feet apart, but we're going to space you 2 feet to make it look like we are consciously, like, it's, I feel like this photo is giving me the person that wears a mask but like doesn't cover their nose. Like that's what this photo is giving me. Like, we're going to attempt, but not really attempt.
No, because I was about to ask, are they all there? Like, they're all in that same place. They're not edited in because no one's touching anyone.
I mean, I think if you look at the shadows, it looks like everything lines up, right?
Okay, if that's the case, then they're definitely social distancing because, like, my God, like, he's got Paul on the side. He's like in another continent.
But when you get to the heart of it, like, I don't know, the girl in the middle, the blonde hair and the guy in the blue short, they're like elbows are interlocked. Yeah. Are they like in a relationship?
I can't. I'm going to have to pull a Nick and I can't.
I'm gesturing with my mouse right here.
There are.
This is a very small image for me.
Maybe it's like a vertical thing, right? Like a 3D thing. Like the X and the Y are close, but the Z, there's a lot of Z.
No.
But COVID cast. Like, yeah. I completely agree.
But it's not though. It's for me, it's COVID cast for the show because it's like y'all not 6 feet apart. And number one, I'm sure that you guys have quarantined. So
they did.
Y'all gonna be sleeping together. So yeah. The fact that you guys spaced it out like this is hilarious to me. But I feel like the photos are very telling for me. Like, I feel like I see a lot of, there are people that I'm drawn to, and then there are people that I'm like, ooh, girl, why you standing like that with the cootie cat out just like that, sister? In the blue?
Yeah, we're going to get into it. It's a strangely heighted photo as well. There's like a few people who drew the shorts brought a kneel, but only a quarter of them did. The rest
and I'm trying to remember, Bryce, the Cagayan cast photo. Like, what was it really just as simple as like shorter people in the front, taller people in the back?
Yes. And what is funny about the Cagayan photo, and I remember like it's yesterday. So Cliff Robinson, rest in peace, Uncle Cliffy. He was in the middle. And I remember the photographer at one point was like, let's switch Cliff out. And then they put me in the middle. And I was like, oh, yes, this is about to be it. And they were like, yeah, let's go back to Cliff. I was like, okay. But for that brief second, in a moment in time, I was in the middle. But yeah, that's the Cagayan.
I want to go on the record and say I strongly don't believe that they are all there. I just don't. I know there are shadows. You can edit that. Not all of them have shadows.
That
I don't
is
believe
true.
It. I don't believe it.
The ones that are interlocking do not have shadows.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the real Cliff Robinson and Bryce here.
Right. I don't know why, but the elbow rubbers. I want to call them Will and Grace. That's just like.
Well, actually, this guy, Mike, he is gay. So I think you read that very well.
When I tell y'all that it's a look is real.
Jeez, I am impressed. Mike,
is that a point? Is that a
I'll
point?
Give you a point. I'll give you like a billion points for that. Yeah.
We don't need a criteria to know that you should be rewarded for that.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, whether it's together or not, I figured we could show off the group shot. But let's get into some individuals here. And we're gonna go in alphabetical order by first name. So let's start here with we're gonna start here with Amy. This is Amy, Bryce. What's Amy telling you right now?
Amy. So one thing to know about the It's a Look for the listeners that have never listened, the hands crossed is a sign of good fortune. So I like that. I like her stance. I like the, you know, got a business shirt. Let me know it's like business during the day and then has a camisole underneath. And so like, you know, she's a party girl. But for me, what is the issue is that her face, it actually looks terrified. It looks like scared. It's not confident. Although the posture is giving me very much like, hey, I came to play, but the face gives me, I am terrified. So it's hard for me to tell exactly how she will do in the game because she can fit in with, you know, the majority and make it far, or the face can tell it all and that she is a early boot. However, I just want to say like the pose in itself is great, is a very strong pose, but I'm looking at her eyes and the eyes is definitely telling me that I don't know if this is like more, I bit off more than I can chew. I don't know, but that facial expression definitely tells me a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember, Shannon, again, since we've been through so many of them. I mean, Amy, is she one of the fish out of water people? Is she one of the, like, I've never been camping before, I don't know how I'll survive on Survivor type of person?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think that if you're sensing any fear, what we got from Amy was a little bit of indecisiveness or kind of apprehension of how it would go. She's like, I might do this or I might end up this way. Like, I'm going to try not to dominate with my personality, but I might just revert to who I am. So if you're sensing that, I do feel that might be what it is. I mean, she's a lawyer, so she's obviously smart. I do think she has like quite a bit of experience outdoors. I don't think that she's like a fish out of water, but I think maybe from a personality perspective, she was a little apprehensive about how it would go if she was allowed to be herself, or what we coined Hulk Amy. So I guess we'll see with her, but the way that you're going either or, like, she was feeling that about herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she was someone who said, I want to be super quiet in the beginning so no one notices me, but usually I'm not that, so I don't know how long I could keep that under wraps. And so mm-hmm. I think that really speaks to, like, well, there's two things going on right now. Like, stop at her face, and I think you get a different take on Amy than you do from the face up.
Absolutely. Like, I definitely feel like the body gives me, like, I am a lawyer. I can argue. I can give, like, you know, let the jury rest. Your honor. But the face is like, oh, shit, I'm out here with these people. And it is not exactly how I planned it out. So, and in Survivor, that can either work against you or that can work for you. Like, you know, she has to kind of pull an audible. Ooh, look at me knowing sports terms. But, like, you know, she might have to pull an audible and really kind of go with her instincts. I don't know. Hard to say, but this definitely is an interesting pose, and definitely a pose that she came to play.
I thought you meant you're just going to pull an audible and listen to a book on tape about how to not be scared about the game.
Ah, not the Amazon book, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. are we plugging that right now? Look, after a lot of content about Amy, you know, several podcasts in, we are no closer to being able to work this out. Amy's just gonna have to prove it to us. It's all gonna come out, I think, in episode one, because we don't know which way it's gonna go.
But Amy does not give me first boot, though. I will say that
she's been saved.
All right, well, let's see who escapes from Bryce's guillotine here. Let's move on. This is Anella.
Anella. Oh, okay. I like Anella. I like the fact that he got the hat on. He got the button-up shirt. Okay. He only buttoned two of them up. Now, there's a lot to say about Anella. Now, one thing that I do not like about this photo, and that what I hate about Survivor, like, preseason photos, is, why are you cutting his hands off? Okay. Mm. Like, I like that. The hands are a very telltale sign for me. So the fact that, like, production has decided to edit that for me, don't really like it. But I mean,
maybe he's not wearing anything under the shirt, like below. Oh, so they had to edit it.
Girl, he not freaking a week. Okay. No.
Maybe. We don't know.
Well, I mean, don't know. But I definitely get from, I'm looking into his eyes and his face and his smile, that he is a good hearted, like, he's one of the gooder guys on Survivor. I definitely do not get villain from him. I definitely get, like, you know, he's got a mom and three sisters. And I feel like he is, like, the guy that the girls will not, like, cling to for, like, I get it. The girls will cling to him as, like, comfort, as, like, their brother, their uncle. Now, that tattoo on the neck, mm-hmm. though, looked like an anchor.
Anchors away.
That lets me know. You know, anchors sink. Anchors don't sink ships, but anchors stop ships. Right? I mean, like,
this is an off watch.
Yeah, no, I don't think people throw anchors off boats to sink them.
Right. They do it to stop them. So mm-hmm. from that, I get that he definitely makes the merge, but something is going to stop his game, whether it's his relationship with being too friendly with people or something another is going to stop his game. And that's that anchor on his left breast or right neck.
Well, I think that we need to give Bryce some points, because I think you've been on point so far. We felt indecisive about Amy, and the thing that Anelli came in being like, I want to be a villain, and I was like, I'm not getting villain vibes from him at all. So I would agree with you that I don't know what he thinks he's coming in to do, but I don't get cutthroat. But I do feel like he looks really open in this photo. He looks like friendly and approachable. And I do think like maybe it's not so much a strong stance, but it is very, again, like open and social.
Right. And that could be the very thing that sinks his ship, is that like he is a good natured person. But like, you know, a lot of the times when people want to play the game of Survivor, they're like, I want to take on this, like, you know, I want to take on this persona. And that actually might be the thing that sinks his ship.
Mm. There you go with the anchor analogy. Yeah. So I could definitely see that if he tries to force the whole villain thing, but that's not who he is, like that could go really poorly. Otherwise, like I think he's way overthinking it. He's a rugby coach, so he's obviously like really fit. Mm-hmm. He seems like just like a nice guy. Like just do that. Like that's a good game. But maybe he might be trying to force it a little bit.
So up next we have Anesu.
Oh,
Bryce, what do you think about Anesu? Oh.
That's not a Nessu.
We're going to go back.
No, also not a Nessu.
I feel like, okay, so.
She's a shapeshifter.
Yes, girl, this is not X-Men.
This is a Nessu, okay. I swear.
A Nessu, okay. So I am getting extremely good vibes from her. Although I do not get the winner from her, what I get is, one, I get that she's a super fan. That's just like from the body language that I get. I also get that she is like, she reminds me, I have a niece named Ananda, and Ananda is like a lot like Anesu. Like she is presents very innocent, presents very like, oh, we don't have to worry about her. But push come to shove, she will show up and show out. I feel like Anesu will have to fight regarding her like ability to be heard and to be a leader. And I think that it will be easier for her to like kind of follow the trend instead of like being a leader. But I definitely think that she is one that is going to be underestimated. And I definitely feel like she is going to prove herself in challenges and people will be surprised at what she can do.
Yeah. So Anesu has lived about 1,000 lives at this moment. So she went to school as a doctor to become a doctor, started working as a doctor before realizing this path wasn't for her. So then she went to work in corporate, realized that wasn't for her. Then she went to become a preschool teacher and is now like a yoga teacher / wellness center owner / cafe owner. So she's got a lot of hats going on.
Boss. Hashtag boss bitch. Yes, I love it. And you wouldn't necessarily get that from her from seeing her like in this photo. And so again, what I feel like is being underestimated, not being considered a threat, which is a great thing in Survivor. But at the same time, there are times when you need to actually like show your muscle. And I feel like that she might have an issue with, but I definitely feel her seeing a sleeper from her. I don't get winner vibes from her. I don't necessarily get first boot vibes, but I could see an early boot as just people seeing her in the little sister role and not really feeling like I could see it both ways for her, but I definitely can tell she has an amazing spirit.
Yeah, I mean, her face, again, very open, approachable, sunny, bright, like you want to be friends with it. But I wanted to ask about the pose, because I feel like it's a little, what's going on with that, you know?
And it looks like very, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's not a strong pose. It's a very like,
oh hey there.
Yeah, like not even oh hey there. It's a very like, what's the word I want to use? It's a very juvenile, but like it's not a strong pose. And not if it's not strong, then I feel like it can be easily swayed, or like, you know, you're just kind of like in the midst of it and you're willing to go with whatever they say because you want to fit in, but you don't really want to fit in because you're like, you are more than qualified. So it's like, it's not a confident pose, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, listen, if it's juvenile, she has worked with kids in the past. Maybe she just takes, maybe she's posing the way a preschooler did if they ever played Survivor, God help us all.
Oh.
No, well, you're right. I think that there may be a little bit of like a little sister vibe to it, not even from an age thing, but yeah, it does feel kind of like maybe a bit chummy, a bit friendly without it being like, but here to play and win. Right. But then I think like the friendliness does come through. Also, ever since Bryce said like he hates when they cut off the hands because he doesn't know what's going on, I will picture that every person whose hands we can't see just has giant bear claws.
Oh, I was thinking like big Mickey Mouse gloves.
Oh.
Can you imagine if LaRue was like, oh my God, we did cut that out and sent us like the full photo and she just was like giving Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah. And that's, it's going to be tough for all those knot tying challenges. Cause like, I don't know what she's going to do. She's going to be the weak link there.
We don't know. Can't see it.
All right. Well, let's move on to our next one who may or may not have Mickey Mouse hands.
Yes, we can see a hand. She's
we can
okay.
see her. We can see one hand. One hand might be Mickey Mouse. One is definitely human. This, Bryce, is Carla.
Oh, okay. So I like Carla's. I like her energy. We can't see her thumb. And one thing for me on the Issa look is very big. Like, I do not want to see thumbs. I feel like thumbs are very telling and not a good sign. So I like Carla. I feel like, one, I like the outfit choice. It's a little like, you know, a jean jacket, but it's red. Got a little cheetah print. So we know that she has a wild side. She's got pigtails, giving me very much so Pippi Longstocking is coming into
your
town.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know if anything about Pippi Longstocking was that she was a girl that did not play. She loved to have fun. But if somebody tried it, they like, you know, so I am very much so getting fun loving, possibly flirt, because, you know, why you got your shirt open, girl? Why you got the cheetahs out?
Because the producers probably told us to.
It should be noted, we don't see one of her hands, but actually we do see two because there's a hand right here.
Oh, wow. That was good. My eyesight's not good enough for that.
Now that's the Issa look first. I don't know how to what that hand gives me. So that hand gives me a spiritual connection. So, you know, the Survivor gods might be on her favor. So it's hard for me to predict with her, but I definitely see a post-merge story for her.
I've learned a lot about Pippi Longstocking now. In the that she was a girl who did not play. Everyone knows that. Apparently.
No, she was from Newfoundland. She had a pet monkey. She lived by herself. Like there was a lot. There's a lot about Pippi Longstocking.
Wait, yeah. She had a pet monkey?
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming we probably don't know the name
of the Pippi Longstocking's pet monkey.
Oh wait! See, oh my God, I thought y'all was trying to say that she...
No, Carla doesn't have a pet monkey. Pippi Longstocking has a monkey whose name was Herr Nielsen.
Oh.
I thought y'all was saying Carla had a pet monkey. Okay.
Can you imagine? No. Not as far as we know. She didn't mention it in the interview, but I can't think of a question where that would have come up. So again, much like the hands, it's kind of like Schrodinger's monkey. Like, we don't know until she tells us if she does or doesn't have a monkey, or if she does have a Mickey Mouse hand off screen. But yeah, I think this is really cool Jungle Girl vibes. Like, she definitely dressed for the occasion, right? Like, I agree. Cool shirt, cool bikini, the pigtails. It's like you are ready to just give, like, complete island style.
Right. But can we just go off subject for a second? Have the either of you two have you guys seen Pippi Longstocking?
So I've seen.
I don't know.
So which version? Because I feel like there was like a.
So that's what I want to ask you. Like, are you more the cartoon Pippi Longstocking, or are you like the live action Pippi Longstocking.
I was more the cartoon, though I feel like they did. No, I'm thinking of Anne of Green Gables. They did like a recent Netflix series about her. Pippi Long. No, I was more of an animated Pippi Longstockings person. And I did Pippi Longstockings in summer camp. When I was like 9 years old. That's how I know so much about Pippi Longstocking.
But what do you mean you did Pippi Longstockings in summer camp?
A one man show. I played all the parts, including I played the monkey. I was a random person in Pippi Longstockings when I was 9 years old at summer camp.
Why would you rob us of the vision of that one man show?
The bizarreness of the fact that, like, what Issa look is the fact that I would get Pippi Longstocking from this, and who would know that Michael Bloom did a one man show?
It's canon now. I did a one-man show when I was 9 years old.
To be fair, Mike has a lot of weird theater experiences, so I feel like it was pretty, like, I don't know. It wasn't as unique as you think that he had starred in a production of Pippi Longstocking. Did you star, Michael?
Honey, I was Pippi Longstocking.
Okay, let her know, Mike. But no, I love the live action, and don't ask me, like, how, but we had, like, a videotape of, like, they were, like, I don't want to say seasons, but they were definitely like, it was a movie. And then there was like another adaptation. I probably didn't say that word right. But like, I remember being like 10, 11, like watching them on the VCR. But random fact of the fact. But I just feel like Pippi Longstocking was resourceful. Definitely came to play, but she did fall short on a lot of things. And again, I don't see winner vibes from this photo.
So admittedly, there are a lot of blonde women in this cast that sometimes we have a difficult time being like, who's who? I think we can now officially say Carla is Pippi Longstocking, whether she likes to or not in this cast.
Without the monkey.
That we know of.
She didn't bring it to Survivor, at least. It's not her luxury item.
We like to broadly define people against their will. That's what we're doing on the podcast. So she has pigtails and now... Pigtail braids. She's Pippi Longstocking. Did it.
All right. Well, coming up next here, we've got.
Oh. Right,
so his real name is his real name is Francois, but you can call him Chappies.
I mean, you should call him Chappies. That's what it says in the bio.
Chappy Chap. Okay. So again, by no means are these predictions by me mean, but. There is a smirk in his face that resonates with my soul. And it doesn't necessarily resonate in a good way in the sense of Survivor. Like, I get, like, Snake. I don't want to empathize with you. I get like, oh, well, like, what do you mean? I get like, you know, there's a lot that I get. And so I am... From my season of like Survivor Kagyan, I'm very much so getting like Garrett vibes from him. That's just like from even just looking at his hair, even though it looked messy, but it looked like placed messy. And like, you know, any guy that does a placed messy, it's just like very telling. We can see that he's got a body. He's got a little jersey on. But there is just something in that his facial expression that I feel like we are going to love or not love about him.
Yeah, I mean, it's safe to say out of the 20 interviews, I think Chappies was one of the ones where he made the most declarations about how he was going to win the season. He was basically like when, not if, about it. So I think your reads are certainly accurate there. He said he felt like he could beat about 95% of the people that have ever played Survivor before him.
Well, is that not Garrett Edelstein?
Yeah, exactly. Like Chappies was a couple of minutes away from talking about people bringing him chicken at the poker table.
I think Chappies is going to be really fun. I think we know that he is a big personality. Like, yeah, as you said, like, is he someone going to love or not love? I think it would be impossible not to have a reaction to him. I can't imagine he's going to come in and be a wallflower and just kind of disappear. Like, you're going to know about it. Whether that's good or bad, I think remains to be seen. But he's coming in with, like, a ton of confidence, coming in, I think, to, like, play really hard. And don't know about the hands, but what you might be missing on the lower half of this cutoff photo is he did say he'd be wearing his orange Speedos. So that might be what's completing the outfit right now, just so you know.
Well, I mean, if we saw the orange Speedos, that would paint a very different photo for me. But I get from Chappie, he is a very early boot, or he is someone that we are surprised to see where he ends up. Mm. Now, I know that's very vague.
Yeah, that's like the two options.
I mean, but no.
Point for me, Bryce. That's too vague. You better predictions. Also, no, I love that Bryce is the only one doing predicting. So if I feel he's doing well, he gets a point. And if he does badly, right, I get a point for some reason. But I'm not doing anything.
It's fine because I'm up 30-6.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's what I have here.
Well, Bryce, there's some Kagayan synergy here because we asked the contestants what like celebrity or fictional character would you want to bring out for your loved ones. Unfortunately, Carla did not say Pippi Longstockings, but Chappies said your boy Tony. He would love to bring Tony out for a loved one's visit.
Oh, okay. And so, okay, that. So you saying that kind of alters his face a little bit for me.
Oh, okay.
And it alters his face in the sense of that, like, Tony was unpredictable, crazy, but it worked. However, Tony played 3 times. It worked 2 times. However, the second time, it didn't work. So
amazing,
I don't
hit rate, though. That's worth it.
Right. Like, I don't know how this is going to, like, fare for Chappie. So that's interesting. Like, again, like I said, he either's going to be a very early boot or we're going to be surprised to see how far he goes. But again, not a winner photo for me.
We need our winner. Yeah. So Chappie is, unfortunately for you, your pose is giving only 2 out of the 3 times that you play, you'll win. But that 3rd time's not going to go well. Also, Mike, I love how you're like, Carla didn't choose Pippi Longstocking as her character or celebrity to come out. She chose Elon Musk. So like maybe Pippi Longstocking would have been a better choice.
2 sides of the same coin, Shannon.
Bryce, who would you choose if you had to have any celebrity or fictional character come out for you on Survivor as a loved
little
one?
Little Kim.
Little Kim.
Okay. Wow. Immediate.
That's not even a thought. Okay. I would die.
You don't want to die on Survivor, though. Like, you're in the middle of the game.
I don't want to rumble with the bee, huh? Bzz, throw a hex for the whole family. Okay, like, I would be like,
Make it happen. Put Bryce on Survivor again. Bring out Little Kim.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you want an excuse to get Little Kim on Survivor for a second, that's how you bring Bryce back for many reasons.
Jeffrey, are you listening?
Definitely not. LaRue is. You might get on with LaRue. Like, honestly, that's a good bet right now.
LaRue, what's up?
All right, well, let's move on here. Next up, we got Dino.
Oh, okay. D to the no. Interesting. I am getting from Dino. He is a guy's. And I feel like he is aware of what he's aware, but not aware. He's aware of what he's aware, and he is aware of what he's not aware. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that he will surprise us. Hard to tell, like, what his physical attributes are, because this, like, photo is very ambiguous. So he could be like a gamer that like sits on the couch all day and we wouldn't be able to tell, or he could be like a fitness guru. But I definitely feel like he will get along. Like, I feel like people will like him in the sense of, like, even if like he annoys you, he will be like open and honest about like what annoys him, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna give you a break because you just don't know. So, and I feel like he will be the nucleus of alliances. I don't feel like he'll be the leader, but I do feel like he'll be the nucleus in some alliance, in the fact of like that everybody will go to him because they trust him. But I don't feel like, I'm not getting pull the trigger, make a big move from him.
So, I mean, if you're asking a question about fitness, and Dino would say this about himself, because like you said, Bryce, he's one of the more like very more perceptive, I think, interviews that we had. He was very upfront about his strengths and his weaknesses. He runs an escape room business. And I think he would be the first to tell you that physical is maybe not the strongest of physical, strategic, or social.
Is that a point, Mike? Or is that a point?
That's a point. That's a point. Yeah.
Points for that, but a few points for me. Like, I think Dino is such, like, Dino is a huge super fan for context. Like, he is, like, all up in the community, and I think, like, he would want to make a big move. I don't feel like necessarily he's sitting back. He's, yeah, again, like, a really big fan of the show. I want to say, I feel that this image is cropped strange from a production perspective. I feel like they went out of their way to show us with, like, his legs that they are open. Like, they could have cropped it, and I think it would have been, like, a stronger shot, no? Like, why?
Should it be panned further down? Is that what you're saying?
No, or I think, like, yeah, you. I mean, either way. Like, why would the cross crotch cut? Why?
Not the cross crotch, but the fact that you say he's a super fan, for me, leans more into this photo. And I feel like, to more explain myself with further information, is that, like, I feel as though he is the super fan that predicts so much that, like, you can't predict it. And if that makes sense, like, you know, he's like, well, Bryson Kagyang went home third in this episode. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, and so, and sometimes it's like you can't predict it. You actually have to live it. And I feel like that might be his Achilles heel, is that he is going on what, like, has happened thus far and not really allowing reality to set in. But again, he's the nucleus. He's the reason why people are always going to go to him, because he's going to be like, well, this is the reason why. And, like, oh, maybe this is an immunity challenge and that. But again, not going to pull the big moves. I don't know, but I'm just saying, it's a look for me.
Well, I think the smile, like, again, he's super approachable. I feel like this cast is coming in with a lot of, like, friendliness on their face. I'm waiting for someone who's going to be like, but also to play.
Right. I'm waiting for the winner photo.
Bam. Yeah. We can see he at least has one normal hand, not a Mickey Mouse hand, and no thumb, Bryce.
No thumb. Yeah, so no, that's thumb. Good. That tells me possibly the merge. So I like that. You know that, like, you know, he can at least keep his poker hand to himself.
Would you be impressed if someone cut off their thumb for you to make sure it wasn't in the photo? Because you think thumbs are such a bad omen. If they were like, Bryce, I heard your warning. I'm now thumbless.
Girl, this is not an episode of Botched. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, or like the thing from the newest Saw movie. Like, that sounds like a jigsaw trap.
Well, it would be a Mickey Mouse thumb.
I don't think they would pass the psych eval. Like, so I don't know. Like,
I'm ready for my cast photo. I cut my thumb off.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if they come in, they're like, it's the day before the game. They seem like a regular person. They're like, look, Bryce Isaiah says no thumbs in the cast photo, so just to make sure, I'm thumbless.
Might as well just commit to the whole thing. Like, if you're like, oh no, but he said he wanted to see the hands, and I cut off my whole hand. Oh, I did it too much.
What you'd want to do is you'd want to sew your hands to your face. That way they're definitely in frame. And that way you can control the edit. Because Bryce likes hands, but he doesn't like thumbs. And obviously, like, what Bryce thinks about this is important. There are some things you can do if you're really committed. But unfortunately, no one has yet that we know of.
I mean, or just put them in your pocket. I mean, just simple.
No, I love Shannon's idea. Because I want to go onto the beach being like, all right, who are we getting rid of tonight? I don't feel great about Charlie.
Yeah, day three would be like, we're gonna take out that guy with the hands on his face, right? Yeah, like that guy's.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing in challenges. Yeah. I would hope that
Pippi Longstocking objects to that vote, though. Like, I would hope that she would step in.
That's my monkey. I'm keeping that guy around.
Not Sir Nelson. And he had a top hat.
He did have a top hat.
He was
a dapper monkey.
Yes.
All right, so let's see. I'm intrigued by Dino. Right now, since we've done these podcasts, and I believe, according to Randy Newpel, doing these fast draft, Dino is, like, one of the top winner picks from the fan community.
I know, there's so much pressure on him, and he didn't cut off his hands, so he's doing, like, he's doing okay, he's doing pretty well. I think he will be really good. Like, he thinks about the game a lot. Again, putting more pressure on him. Poor Dino, if he's, like, first boot. There's, you know, he is the first pick in all the drafts at the moment. I spoke about his crush on this podcast, so it's not going super great for Dino right now, or for me, but we're pulling for him. We're hoping
it goes. I sing that song on my son all the time, Hot Cross Crotch. That's my favorite thing to sit around the peeling patty cake.
Thank you for not embarrassing me so that I can now. And point if anyone asks, I'll say you said it.
Amazing. All right, let's move on here. Bryce, this is Jason. Okay, all right. So we found, I alluded to it before, this is the one that Bryce knows.
I know Jason. When I was in South Africa, Jason pulled up to one of our like events that we had, and Jason was amazing. So I am a little biased to Jason. I love Jason in the essence that he was like so cool. He like random story. We were at like this random restaurant. Jason was there. He said hello. Then like Jason like called me outside. Then we were outside hanging out. And it was like, you know, an amazing day. And like Jason was telling me how much he loved Survivor, how much he wanted to be on Survivor. And just like, I loved it. And so I'm a little biased about Jason because I know a lot of Jason. And then when I saw that the cast was revealed, like I was like, Jason! And then when I look at this photo, I mean, so, like, that's literally when I saw, I was like, Jason! Baby boy! Like, and we have a photo, like, and honestly, like, and I spent the time, because sometimes, like, when I have, like, on the weekend, I'd be like, oh, I'm asleep in this weekend. And my body be like, no, bitch, we gonna get up at 6 a.m. is what we gonna do. And so, what, like, literally last weekend when I got up super early and I was like, oh my God, Jason's on Survivor. And so I like scrolling through like my memories and I had like this photo of Jason or like this video. And it was so annoying because I don't know why the sound wasn't there. But for me, it was just like, wow, I really like Jason in the essence of I felt like Jason and I couldn't be completely the opposite, but he took his time to show me love. He just was very friendly, very agile, very athletic, very fun. And what I get in this photo is like, one, let's just, first of all, take a image of this photo. One, the whole crotch is out, but in a classy way, because the jeggings that he has on, they stretch, so you can't see nothing. So that's perfect. We see his hands. Nope. We see his hands, but we don't see no fingers. Okay,
no,
Jason.
No thumbs on either hand.
No thumbs on either.
That's
not. Okay.
That thumb hiding is artful.
And he looks as if he has a ponytail in, as if like Britney Spears was on her Instagram about to do a dance.
Yeah.
How she be having her ponytails. Okay. Mm-hmm. He got the tribal signs on his arm.
Yeah.
He got
about to burn down his garage.
Yes. not the garage. He got the necklaces on. He has the bracelets. I'm feeling it. He's got the boots. I feel like Jason has come to play. And so I love you, Jason. And if you're listening, don't feel upset about this. I do not get winner vibe from Jason, only in the essence because Jason is a player. Like, you know, the other guy that we just watched, you said like he's a fan of the show. And like, you know, like, but Jason is a player. Like, he is strategic. He going to lie. He going to do what he has to do. And there's going to come a point when his bubble is going to pop. Only because he's playing that much of a great game. But I do feel like Jason is going to be a fan favorite. Why not? And, you know, you never know. You might see Jason on a Zaddy calendar. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. I mean, that's Jason. You said he wasn't going to win, but he is a winner. If he has even the potential of being on the Zaddy calendar. I mean, some people have the commitment of cutting off their thumbs. Other people chase you down at a restaurant, Bryce, to be able to
it
get
wasn't
such
a
an
chase
honor.
Down. It wasn't a chase down, but he definitely chased us down.
He found you randomly. Look, I think that if you were to listen to our interviews and not know who anyone was, and we were to give you the cast pictures and be like, try and assign each interview to a photo, every person would get Jason correct. Like, he is so on point for the vibe he puts out, which is basically Jungle Boy. I think that's what he said. Like, as you said, every feature on this, from like the hard to do perfectly imperfect high ponytail, which like anyone with long hair will tell you, like, it's hard to get it so perfect, but it looks like you didn't put effort in, but like it is a lot of effort, perfectly done. Got the tattoos, got the jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about it. He's got all these bracelets going on, yes. But also, so this ring, it's a skull ring. If you look closely.
How are you seeing that? Do you have like superhuman vision?
Yeah, that's my superpower. No, I got a big ass screen with these pictures on it, so I'm taking a look at every pixel, baby.
Wow. But for me, though, it is the little baby hair that's like swooped to the side, but not really swoop to the side though. So I don't know. I'm loving Jason. I for me, it makes me so excited because I just feel like when I think about the rap community and I think about like me being a third boot from Survivor Kageyan, and the fact of like Jason and the fact that like I traveled across the world and he's like, I listen to you on RHAP. I watch it. Like, you know, for me, it's just it means a lot. And so the fact that, like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I know him. So I'm a little biased. And, you know, there are certain people in my world I don't play about. And, you know, I'm going to add Jason to that list, that I'm not playing about Jason and that I really want him to do super well. Okay.
When you met Jason, did he tell you about his zoo?
I want to no, because I will remember that.
Yeah, you would.
He did not tell me about his zoo. I feel like I was, and I won't get him in trouble. I felt like he was with his then girlfriend. I don't know what his relationship status is, but like I feel like, like he just talked about how much he exuded how much he loved Survivor, and I can say that, you know, meeting several people that have like told me that they love Survivor, like, there was a genuine sense from him that like there was this connection of Survivor to us, and that like, I don't know. So I feel like he's going to pull out all of the stops. I feel like if there's idols to find, Jason's going to find it. I feel like if there's moves to make, Jason's going to make it. But I also feel like, and again, I love you, Jason, but it's the look. I got to call it how I see it. I feel like that is going to be his Achilles heel as well, too, that it's going to be like so predictable or so like, you know, like, oh, that's Jason. We got to get rid of him. But I mean, I hope that he can pull it off. And I mean, this isn't a winner pose per se from Jason for me, because this is more like I feel like there's a lot of greenery in the background, and I feel like he's trying to blend into that. And I feel like that's what his game is going to be, is like blending into the game.
Yeah. I mean, this is a strong pose in that it looks like literally strong. Like, he's on his toes, leaning. Like, this is an exercise. Like, well,
what Lil Morris would call a squat, Shannon. Like, he's popping one.
Yeah. We can see his muscles. We see that he's strong. We can see that he performs. But the overall photo, though, for me, is not like, it don't exude winner. And, so we haven't seen a winner photo yet, but
I feel like he's trying so hard to deliver to get that winner pick. Like, the fact that he so artfully isn't showing his thumbs, it's balletic. The fact that he's literally on point on his toes, and like, he's putting in a lot of physical exertion right now into this photo. Like, I feel like we should reward that. But I do think Jason's
all right. You know what? Point to you, Jason. You get a point.
Okay, you're on point. He's going to be really fun. His interview was just a lot. It was great. It was a lot about the zoo, but he's also like an engineering draftsman. Like, he's obviously smart, but he's also a little wild. He's definitely like the archetype that we know, like the long haired jungle boy, but I think bringing like a bit of a unique energy to that. Yeah. And I thought he was just extremely fun in the interview. And another one where you're like, there's no way he'll go missing. Like, I don't even know how they're going to have the time to show all these characters, but we will get a lot of him.
All right, let's move on here.
I'm also kind of shocked that he was the one Bryce knew. Like, I would have assumed it was Dino, because Dino knows everyone.
Yeah, there are a couple of like super duper fans of Shannon, and not to say that that Jason isn't. He's another person who mentioned Tony in his interview, but he didn't necessarily. I agree, he didn't necessarily catch me as he's going to go to like a Survivor charity event and like find the people. That's cool. That's a side of Jason that I did not think that I would see. So I'd love that we're exploring aspects of him even more through Bryce's stories.
He's multifaceted for sure.
All right, let's
surprise. You heard
let's move on here.
Probably Wendell, but you know,
maybe this next guy stalked Wendell instead. This is Kieran.
Oh, okay, Kieran. Okay, so I am getting a lot from Kieran. I am like, so okay, Kieran. Kieran is, for me, the one thing that I'm drawn to is the backwards hat. I'm like, okay, so you trying to like, you want to give villain vibes. Like you want to give Russell Hans. You want to give like War Dog. I feel that is very much so coming through. I feel that as though Kieran has a nice body. I would probably say like double D in the chest. Not looking directly at the camera, but looking off to the side. We can't see his hands, but so Kieran is definitely giving me villain vibes. And I believe him. Like, you know, that this, I definitely believe that Kieran, wants to play this game a certain type of way. And I feel like from this photo, he plays it the certain type of way. And like, I don't want to, like, I won't give this a winner pose, like, stamp of approval. But for me, it's the confidence that this photo is giving that whatever game that he's going to play, he plays it.
I mean, that is what I think we got from Kieran's interview. It's interesting that, yeah, because I do agree with you that, like, the photo very much gives off to me, maybe not villain vibes, but like, we'll do whatever it takes types of vibes, which I feel like we sort of got from our interview, Shannon, but I'm not sure. This is a guy who said he would never swear on his family because like it's something that he feels like South Africa is not really in the code of South African survivor at this point. But the way he's you know, pictured right now maybe shows a different side to him.
Yeah, I feel like Kieran's being styled against type, like the same way I thought, like the opposite of how I thought Jason was like, very much exactly who he purported to be. I feel like just from Kieran, like, is he a backwards cap guy? Like, that wasn't really what I was getting. Also, what is the point of a backwards cap? That's like a mask that's under your nose. It's like you're wearing it, but like not for its function. Like, you're not being sun smart. What's the point?
I mean, what if you want to like tamp your hair down, you know?
Yes, girl. I'm a backwards hat type of person, depending on the hat. Sometimes it's just the feel of something. But I feel like people oftentimes will do it and not pull it off. But like, clearly there is a curl under the, like, you know, he got a curl and a little brim curl in the, like, so I don't know. Like, and again, I don't know whether or not if he's a villain or not. But I do feel like from his facial expressions as to what he's giving me is that whatever game that he plays, like, okay, I get he's very straightforward. And so if he's a straightforward villain, he a straightforward villain. If he going to say that, like, he don't like you, he don't like you. If he say that he with you, he with you. Like, I just get that there is a straightforwardness from him. Again, I don't, it's not a winner-esque photo from me, but it gives me strong emotions.
I mean, I would say with Kieran, like, his interview was great. It was so thoughtful. And I would say straightforward. Maybe I would think he's economical with his words. Like, his answers would be quite short, but they would say so much. So the way that you say, like, he's just going to be, like, direct and go for it. Like, I don't feel like there's a lot of mess or noise around Kieran. Like, it just is what it is in a really, like, strong way. So I could see that. I don't know if he'll be a villain. Again, I don't feel like this photo really represents, like, the Kieran in my mind. Maybe because I'm going back and forth with him on Twitter about how he's a smart nerd. So I was like, at least put on some like fake glasses or something.
Yeah,
like,
Kieran has been very insistent because so Bryce, Kieran is sort of coming forward with the strategy of like, oh, I want to be a lovable idiot. And yeah. I know that Shannon in particular after listening was like, I don't get that from you. And he's tried to prove through many anecdotes that he can be like that goofy nerd. This photo does not scream goofy nerd to me.
No, it not doesn't. Goofy.
But the fact that I have that more knowledge and the fact that I can see nerd-esque and then being like, let me turn the head around. Let me throw them off their game real quick. But in the same essence of like whether it's the nerd archetype, I definitely feel like he can, like, now about to say pull the guillotine. I feel like if he needs to pull the guillotine, he will pull it. And so is that like villain vibes? I don't know. But I definitely feel like, you know, if somebody head is on the block and chop, and I don't know if you pull a guillotine or you kick the guillotine. I mean, I don't know.
Kick it. No, you don't. I don't think you're kicking
that
anything.
Sounds like a disaster.
No, you're pulling the rope for the blade to come down.
You're pulling the rope. I feel like he will pull the rope for the guillotine, even if it's his closest alliance.
That's how they take the hands off as well. Huh? That's why he's got a guillotine.
Girl.
Really wanna...
No, you kick the head after it gets chopped off. Like, get it out of here. All right.
But what if the guillotine don't work? It's nobody's ever kicked it. You know how like we just like hammer stuff. If your remote don't work, you'd be like, they don't pick
come
the guillotine.
On. Come on off head.
That's a morbid vision, obviously, because it's about a guillotine not working.
Off head. They didn't cut it all the way through, so they just kick it off, Mike.
Yeah, like it's hanging by, like it's nearly headless, right? It's like, oh, come on. Just like a little bit more.
Damn thing is always on the fritz, stupid guillotine.
Exactly. Come on, I gotta sharpen this thing.
I'm taking it back. Still under warranty.
Pippi, censor, send a monkey in to help me.
Yeah. Can this monkey kick my head?
Wait, now Pippi Longstocking is the executioner?
She's multifaceted, Shannon. I covered this. This was act four in my show. Pippi goes to the kill team.
Pippi takes the dark turn, a murderous turn. Then we bring it back in act five.
Exactly. You gotta end on a good note. We're gonna keep going here. Right, this is Marisha.
Wait, what's her name?
Marisha.
One more time, so I say it right. Marisha. Okay, sis. Okay, Marisha. Okay. I mean, can I just have a second to take Marisha in?
Please.
Yes.
Because, Marisha.
It's like West Side Story.
Marisha. Christ just met a girl named Marisha.
You remind me of a South African story. Growing up in the bush of South something. Okay. South Marisha, Africa, yeah. let me get into you. Okay. All right.
Let me get into you,
Marisha.
I feel like, you know, rest in peace, DMX, but I feel like where my Marisha's at? Like, you know, like, Marisha. I don't know, like Marisha. Like, this photo is a lot, Marisha.
There's so much going on here. I don't know what's going on with her hands. I detect no thumbs, but like, what is she doing?
We are like completely doing great on the thumbs. Like, they definitely heard the note. Bryce doesn't want thumbs, and someone delivered on that for us.
So, first of all, like, you know, Marisha, I want my waist to look like Marisha's waist, because what waist? Okay. So clearly, Marisha. She is a bodybuilder. Like this is like, I feel like I'm watching like Arnold Schwarzenegger's like niece right now. Okay. Very strong. A very strong, like, okay. No shade to Sarah Lucina, but this is Sarah Lucina's cousin. Okay. Like, she gives me Sarah Lucina vibes. However,
interesting.
Not game changer. Kagyan.
And what I, surprise. I like that.
What I say by that is that.
And that's only one out of three.
Yeah. Okay.
Terrible hit, right? Just the one time, just that one win.
Oh. But Marisha is a strong player. And I don't know why I feel like Achilles heel is like the word of the night. But her Achilles heel is that she wants us to see that Marisha Maria is a strong player. And sis, we see, like, you know, like, and I feel like that is her Achilles heel, and like so much of Achilles heel that I could see it being like an early boot. But like, she definitely has come to play. She has definitely come to flex her muscles. And I don't feel like Survivor is a game that, yes, it's very important to flex your muscles, but it's also very important not to flex your muscles. And from this photo from Marisha Maria, like, she has a hard time not flexing her muscles. And like, and I don't mean her physical muscles. I just mean like her thought process. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like if she does not like somebody, she is going to campaign hard for that person. But little does she know, the person that she's going to campaign for might be a Jason who has already built strong alliances with people. And they're like, yeah, we can't go for Jason. And like, it's ultimately going to hurt her. However, Winter Pope-esque, yes. But like, and respectfully, a Winter Pope is not so much a winner pole. Like, you know, like, I don't want my winner to be like, I'm the winner. Like, that's what Marisha is giving. Like, I want my winner pose to more be like a
quiet knowledge. It doesn't even have to be said, because I'm so clearly the winner.
Right. But like, Marisha is giving Marisha. Like, ah. And it's like, you know, the shave head on the side, mm-hmm. It lets me know that she's like willing to go there, but also her long hair still wants to be seen and wants to be like, you know, respected. But like, I just feel like that, like it's just like, ah, Marisha, girl, it's just. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I love the Sarah Lucina comparison, but Kagayan, because I don't think she'll be as cutthroat as what Sarah became. But I could see like that strength with a little bit of the softness and maybe more of the naivete of her first time. Also, Lucina scans. So,
There we go. Yeah. If it musically makes sense, it has to make sense now.
Lucina.
There we go.
And again, like, don't get me wrong. I feel like she absolutely is a lover. I feel like, you know, like she will, like, I feel like she is loyal, but let her find out somebody coming for her. Like, she won't know what to do with herself, I feel like. And I feel like that is like, that's where she's going to want to like, rah! Like, I don't know. Like, but she definitely is a bodybuilder, because like, what waist? Okay. I see them triceps, biceps. Like, I'll take the waist.
No, I do believe that she is she's a guest house owner, but I do believe she's a bodybuilder, like fitness influencer as well. I mean, Bryce, I think you hit the nail on the head, because she says in an interview that she's like bad at lying. She has, you know, strict moral codes and beliefs. And so I very much do feel like, to your point, if there's a time that comes where she finds out that someone's been lying to her, that doesn't exactly scan with the way that she wants to play the game necessarily.
Right. That the hawk gonna come out. That, like, yes. Like, she's not like, again, I feel she's loyal. I feel she's like, whatever, but like, let her hear word on the block, something that they said to her, like, rah. Is going to come out. But it's a strong pose. Probably the strongest pose that I have seen yet. But for my opinion, too strong.
It's a fine line.
It's the Goldilocks, you know? Not the Pippi Longs.
This one, this porridge is too hot.
Yeah, I feel like she is giving, like, she looks like she's in Marvel. Like, it's very strong. Like, she could be a superhero more than is she going to necessarily win the game. Like, I think you want more of pull her back a little bit. The strength is so obvious. But then, like, she's talked so much about being a mother, and, like, that's, like, a big part of her game. So she's definitely a multifaceted character. Is Marisha, we've just met a girl like Marisha, is, like, that's the first Wandorf, right? Because we wrote it here. We sung it. That's a Survivor SA Wandorf exclusive. So
there you go.
Marisha.
I was going to say, if it wasn't a parody, Bryce, like, this is your newest single, but I think
okay. You remind me of Elise. Oh, I forgot Sarah last name. Lucina. You remind me of a Lucina. Oh, Marisha. All right. Sorry, my neighbor's about to be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Matt keeps yelling Marisha at 9 o'clock at night on a Thursday.
But we like her. We like Marisha.
Absolutely.
Clearly. Right. She gives me a lot of feelings. That's good.
Let's move on here. You called him Will before, Bryce, but for the sake of this podcast, we're going to call him. This is Mike.
Okay.
You just said Mike. Give the full name.
His Michael? Name is Mike Laws.
And we can't see his hands.
Okay.
Claws?
We'll
never know.
Well, okay, so this is the Will to the Grace that was in the beginning of the photo. Okay, yeah. Well, the body type looks definitely different in this photo. So that's interesting. I feel like, and his name is Michael.
Mike Laws. He's also a lawyer.
I was literally about to say lawyer. I definitely get from Mike that he is a, I want to say this respectfully, because I don't want to be mean, because it's a look is never intended to be mean, but I definitely feel like Mike is a gay male who is proud of who he is, and I feel like he likes to talk about where he's come from and like who he is. And we get that from like the handkerchief, because the handkerchief says, hey. So I feel like, you know, but Mike also in this imagery is very much so giving me like dad bod, like dad. So I feel like Mike has I almost feel like Mike is a shapeshifter, because like this photo that I am seeing right now, like, looks way completely from their COVID-19 friendly cast photo. And so for me, that tells me that like Mike can change like who and what and where he's working with. Not a strong photo, although we cannot see the hands. Like, he's got on a polo-esque shirt, but like none of the buttons are buttoned, and like the collar is like all over the place, so like,
yeah, it tells this little flip up here, right. This is like inverted in here.
Why did no one had it down,
right? Yeah. Or at least button the first two, so it gives it a little more structure. So for me, that lets me know that Mike does not pay attention to detail, and there might be a detail in an alliance or a detail that he tells somebody that somebody realizes that it's not real. And although Mike might play the perfectest game, something in which that he said or done is going to bite him in the butt.
I feel like points for me, because I feel like, well, Mike is like, he gave us the longest interview. We loved his answers. It was so thoughtful. And I feel like he is so detail-oriented. I actually am surprised that like there is a little bit of the caller speaking up, because I feel like he thinks about everything. Maybe it was just like, it was hard to see because it's like right there. So the producer should be blamed for that. But I don't know if this is island style. I feel like this is like Sunday brunch more than island style, or like at least like going to play like some sort of squash. But is it Survivor?
I don't know if polos belong on Survivor, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they do and they don't. Like the polo with the bandana tied, like how it's tied, is definitely making a statement of like, how you doing? But I feel like it's like, you know, you're walking your dog at the dog park. And so, like, again, I feel like he will skate by, but I don't feel like he will have the execution to pull off a win.
Well, it's interesting because Mike wants to come across as an anti-hero, is how he said it. He wanted to be like, I don't want to be a complete over-the-top villain, but I also don't want to be like, heroes are boring, is what he actually said. And I wonder if the difference in looks between COVID cast photo and this maybe speaks to that, right? That like he can pull off doing different things, that he's maybe he's not an anti-hero altogether, but like he can show different sides of himself here.
Right. And I feel like that might be, and that might be the Achilles heel, is that like, they're like, I don't know which Mike I can trust. I don't know.
Do we get a lot of hands behind the back? I feel like that's a very specific pose. Like it's so, what's going on.
I don't mind a hands behind the back photo. I don't mind a one hand behind the back and the one hand, like, you know, for me, what, like, I don't mind a one hand behind the back and one hand down, because that for me signifies I'm going to like hold something, but I'm also going to give you something. And again, this speaks to what I was just saying. The fact that he is hiding both hands, it's just like, we can't trust him. We don't know. Will the real Mike please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Like, you know, like, I don't know which way he coming, what he going to give, what he going to serve, what he going to say. So I don't know. I feel like that is problematic. So I don't like a no hands behind their back. And if you are going to have your hands behind your back, I would like them a little more higher, so you're flexing a little bit. Like, there's no flex in this. So it's definitely non-intimidating. And so I feel like that's going to be a part of his game, is that like, I'm not going to be the intimidating player. I'm the person that you can talk to. I'm the person that you can strategize with. But again, the stark difference from his Will and Grace photo to this photo speaks volumes to me.
Yeah, I mean, he does sort of have the pose of, how many fingers do I have behind my back? That's what I think of when I see what he's doing right now.
You cut them all off. Surprise.
Yeah, zero. You lose.
Pippi wants to guillotine them.
Yeah, except Pippi lied. We had to kick a couple of them off because they couldn't get him at the last second. But all right, let's move on here. Here is Nicole.
Oh, okay, Nicole. Okay. So, okay, what Nicole is giving me is Abby Maria vibes.
Oh,
wow, that's very specific.
She's social.
Very social. I feel like first of all, this probably is the cutest outfit that I've seen, you know, with the high-waisted little pants that flare out, little tank top that stops right there, little jewelry and neck, little, like, you know, like, so I get very strategic from her. I get every relationship that she made, I don't, like, again, not a winner-esque pose that I want to say, but this is a very strong pose for me, because she gives me friendly in the face, okay? She gives me very much so coordinated in the outfit, and then the hair mostly down, we can see strands of it, you know, going, lets me know, like, she'll let her hair down when need be, but that, like, hands in the front holding your hands pose is a very strong pose. So, like, I like her, but my first reaction to her, like, I get Abby Maria vibes. And so, like, and again, that's not a bad thing, but I love me my Abby Maria, but there's something about it, I can't tell. And also, another plus for me is her pants have strings, and so the knot on them is tied very appropriately. So I get from her that she likes things a certain way. And I get that, like, if we're working with each other, if you tell me one thing, I don't want to hear anything else from somebody else about what you just told me. Like, that's problematic. I get very, like, straightforward, very, like, you know, I don't want to hear, if we're in alliance, I don't want to hear somebody else saying your name or saying that you're talking to them. That's going to be a problem for me. But I like this photo a lot. I don't want to say winner-esque, but I like the vibe and the energy of this photo. It is messy, but it's also very detail oriented, a very friendly smile, or it could be a smize, like try me if you want.
Is that a point for or against Bryce Shannon?
I don't know. I could still go either way on Nicole. Like, I think there is like a lot of strategy.
Not Coco Caliente. Is this Coco Caliente?
I'm so glad you finally learned Nicole from Big Brother's name. It took you a year, but we are here. I mean, didn't she do like Coco Caliente / Nicole ended up doing really well in that season, right?
She did. She made it to third place. She got married. She's now pregnant. So we got little Coco coming out soon.
Baby
Aloy. And her name will be Coco.
And she said on that season, Shannon, that she likes her friends to call her Coco.
Yeah, but I assume she thinks her friends would still also know her real name. Like they can use a nickname, but they'll know her name.
Let me channel my inner Marisha. Don't play with me, Shannon.
Oh, you're right. That's a lot. That is very strong. I wonder if, like, if Nicole knows from Big Brother that you didn't know her name. She invited you to her wedding. It was on the invitation, I assume. Anyway, the feud has gone on long enough. With this Nicole, this Coco, I don't know. I feel like Mike saw a lot of the strategy, a lot of kind of using all her strengths for advantage. I could see that. I could also see her kind of being fodder. She comes across as quite young to me, even though she's not that young.
She's 26.
Yeah, which is, I guess, I mean, this cast is very, as we talk about, age consistent. I don't know. I could go either way.
Yeah, I think to Bryce's point, she is someone who very much has this idea of, I know I'm going to come across as the girly girl who's out of her element. Like, I'm going to play that up. And I think to Bryce's point about, like, the construction of the outfit, I very much get that feel, right? When we're pointing out what's going on with Mike's shirt or Anella's buttons and everything. Like, this is a very well-put-together look. And you can imagine that was maybe speaks to Bryce's point about how Nicole can be calculated. Calculated is a weird word to use, but, like, deliberate. Deliberate's a better word.
Yeah.
Of being like, I know how I'm coming across here.
I feel like if she's scared about coming across as like the high maintenance girly girl, but we're also saying she has the best outfit. Like that might be more of an indictment. It's like she should have come out there like a slob and we wouldn't have thought that. But like, yeah, you are dressed to perfection and you don't want to come across as the person who is like so up in style.
But I also feel like she is dressed to perfection, but it's also very low key. Like, you know, like to the average eye, they'll be like, oh, she's in, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like there is a lot more to Coco and I am curious to see how she will do. I feel like she will probably be a guy's favorite. Curious to see how she gets along with the girls, but I definitely feel like she has come to play and she is prepared. So I'm excited to see what Coco does.
All right. Let's move
on. She's Coco now. All Nicole's a Coco now.
That's easy enough because then you could always guess that her name is Coco and you'd be technically correct.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's move on here. Bryce, this is Paul.
Okay, Paul. So, iconically, this is a winner's pose for me. Hands in, you know, we can't see any hands, shirtless. I like Paul. I feel like he is like hard. It the energy that I get from this photo is hard to tell. So Paul knows what it takes to be a survivor. I feel like with his locks, he got his locks to the side. He's giving a very straight on face, not giving us a smile, not giving us a frown, not giving us a like, bitch, what you looking at? So very hard to read Paul here, but I feel like Paul has the mechanics of everything that we want in a survivor player. I feel that Paul might struggle in the essence of what are you giving me? Like, you know, like in the sense of like, I feel like I just get that from like his facial expression. It's not a smile. It's not a smirk. It's not a huh. Like, it's like, what are we? I definitely get that he is going to be physical. I definitely get that there is a softer side to him that could work towards his advantage. So, I mean, I like this photo a lot. And if we're going off of Issa look photo, I mean, this is a winner-esque photo. Poker face on, like game body on, like stance, like looking directly at you. So if I'm talking to you, I am talking to you. Eyes, like we make eye contact. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, respectfully, this photo also gives me Brandon Hance.
Oh.
How? How is it Brandon Hance?
It just does. Like, I just, I also can see like a crazy, I wish when I am at like my work, like office meetings, I wish I could have this face, because it's like, you just don't know. Like, I am like too, like, you just don't know. Like, I don't know if this is like Brandon Hance. Or is this a Cerie Fields? I don't know. So it intrigues me, and it draws me in. But honestly, everything about this pose for me is a very much winner pose. But I would be lying if I did not say that. Like, I also could see a Brandon Hance.
Those things are very different.
Beans away from him.
I'm confused about the science here, because I feel like if you're looking at the Issa look checkboxes, it really does have it all. You know, no thumbs to be seen, you know, tucked in there. And then it's a strong, like, kind of angle, I feel. It's a strong hood, right. But it's not too strong. And the face, as you said, the eyes are, like, connected. They're staring into your soul. He's not smiling like he's so approachable, but he's not looking mean either. Right. Like, I feel like this ticks all the boxes, but then you call him Brandon Hance.
I am just telling you what the photo gives me. I can't make it up. I just tell you what it gives me. But again, like I said, I also feel like he has a very softer side that I feel like that we can connect with, but I also feel like he will definitely, like, defend, like, me. I don't know which way. I like it, but I would not be surprised if it's a Brandon Hance, or if it's a, like, I don't know. But this is a, for sure, a winner pose if I ever saw one.
I mean, the good news about the comparison is that Paul is going to have no idea who Brandon Hance is when he hears this. He has seen barely any Survivor, but
also he's not listening to this, so
who knows. But that also doesn't mean that he is going to do badly, because I think, to your point, Bryce, he's got a lot going on. I think, to your point about the sensitivity, he is an aftercare teacher, so I think dealing with kids on a daily basis, I think, has certainly given him that sense of empathy that you're really feeling right now.
For sure.
I just took Paul in a draft, and I'm feeling good about that. As we go through this look, I just think it is, like, the ideal stance. And I think that it speaks to what he can bring to the game. Like, the clear strength with that softer side, with that empathy, with the fact that he's not giving too much away, but he still is approachable. Like, I can't fault this. Like, I'm obviously a newbie to the Issa look thing, and Bryce, it's your science, but I'm like, this is it. Like, this isn't too, this is Goldilocks. Like, he is Goldilocks.
Do we know how old he is?
He is 28.
Good age,
season. Good season.
Almost 40.
Little older than me, but he definitely is a question mark. But for no doubt about it, this absolutely is a winner pose.
Well, speaking of Goldilocks, let's talk about dreadlocks for a second, Bryce, because I want to get your thoughts on this. Paul said in his interview that one of the reasons why he wanted to do his hair like this for the season is because he said in a pinch he'd cut off one of his dreadlocks and use it to start a fire.
Get the guillotine.
I
The more I say that, the more I realize that is a little brain enhancing.
Right.
The setting fire is part of it.
With your hair.
Yeah, I don't know. My hair is moist, so I don't know. My hair ain't starting no fire. My hair may put out a fire. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that logic.
Imagine going under the guillotine to cut off your hair as like a way to cut off, as like a hair cutting method. Obviously getting a little desperate in COVID and being like, don't worry, just hold really, really still.
Yeah. Or and hold your hair out. It.
Yeah.
Yeah, then kick the hair off. Hair's tough to kick. All right, let's move on here. So Bryce, this is Nolene, but you can just call her Pinty.
Pinty, okay. I like
You can't
Pinty.
Work out if that's ironic or not.
Yeah, we have no idea. We have no idea how tall
she is. Or
is she
really tall, so it's funny because she's not.
Because I also believe in that cast photo, in the COVID cast photo, she's down. So we still don't know her height.
I like her. Instantaneously, I get Crystal Cox vibes. I feel like she is, you can't deny her smile. She is a warm-hearted person. I don't know if she's a mom, but I definitely get very much so nurturing vibes from her. I definitely get that, like, she's come to play. You know, we see one of her hands, and in this photo, it would be very easy to see. No thumb. That's what I'm saying. Like, wow. In this photo, it'd be very easy to see the thumb, but it's not. So it's like, don't be naive and don't let this smile fool you. I also get like a physical beast from her. I get like, you know, this might not be like the body of like I forgot her name already.
Marisha Maria.
It's gonna be hard for you to do the jingle if you can't remember her name.
No, that's
why I stopped. I was a muh, but I definitely get like this is a like everyday woman, real body. And I definitely like, there is a inner strength that she exudes that I love about this. And I feel like she will be able to connect with a lot of people. And I feel like she actually might be able to go far in the game. I feel as though may not win in the essence of people are going to be like, who will want to sit against her? Like, you know, I get those type of vibes from her. Like, she's amazing. Like, why would I want to bring her to the end with me? But I definitely get nurturing, loving, and competitive.
Well, I mean, she, like Inesu, has maybe that sense of confidence comes from the fact that she has worked in so many jobs. She said she's worked in agriculture, hospitality, tech, and right now she's a dive master who's trying to work on a course to work on yachts. So maybe she can let us know if an anchor is supposed to sink or stop a boat. But yeah, she's got a lot on her resume right now.
For sure. I definitely see the social game as being her strength, as that like she's approachable. People are going to like her. They're going to want to work with her. And again, I feel like why am I going to want to sit next to her at the end? I feel like that is going to be her downfall, is that she is so likable. Like, her energy, I can just see through the photo, is that I love. And the fact that I feel like she can pull her own weight.
I think she comes across as very warm in this photo. I can totally see that. It kind of like emanates from her. I'm wondering, are we still thumbless? Are we going to go through this whole podcast thumbless? Like, Survivor South Africa delivers, Bryce.
They know. They know. It's a look. I'm coming.
Now,
and then you just open a drawer and just a whole bunch of thumbs.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, they took the thumbs off and put them in a drawer for the time.
We will
being.
Not be offending Bryce with our thumbs.
So here's something I wanted to bring up to Bryce. So Pinty said her two favorite contestants that she actually wants to play like are Ben Driebergen and Tom from Survivor South Africa, who, correct me if I'm wrong, he was out in the Battle of the Bush, right?
Yes.
I want Tom's story, Bryce.
Tom Schwartz. Yes, baby boy. Just making my heart feel so warm. I get that from her. And maybe it's the shortcut. I don't know. But I definitely get the Ben Dregan connection. I didn't really watch Tom Schwartz season. I just know Tom from like my experience with him. And I know that like Tom was crazy as hell, but I loved him.
That is three fantastic words to describe Tom Schwartz. You don't need to see his season to pick up on that just through living with him for a few days.
But I also knew that he was like extremely loyal and caring, but crazy as hell. Okay. I remember when we like first got to like South Africa in the Battle of the Bush. And I remember like when we got off the airplane, Wendell was saying to me, like, this is a game. Remember. So like, let's space ourselves apart. I'm like, what?
And then people will be your friends.
I mean, right. Well, not to mention that, like, when we got to South Africa, I was like, Wendell, these is your underwears I borrow. But I literally like slept next to Tom. And I remember again, like my personality is so huge. And also at times I'm like an introvert. Like I just like to like sit back and watch. And I remember thinking, like, I was like, okay, my bed was like over here. Like Wendell's was like far across that. It was like strategic. And then like Tom came and was like, I'm going to be over here, guys. And I was like, okay. But he just was so loud. And I was like, my first interaction was like, okay, he annoying. I don't like him. But he like was one of the first people that was like, I'm not going to stay up late. I'm going to go to sleep. Went to sleep, was like snoring as loud as like, I was like, oh my God. But I just remember like the morning when I woke up, like I woke up and I was just like looking around the room. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in South Africa. I'm in like this bunk bed and like our eyes like locked. And like, I was on like a top bunk. He was on the bottom bunk and he was just like, good morning, sunshine. I was like, and I know that doesn't like it for me. It was just like, first of all, like I was just like laying in my bed, just like looking around, like, you know, and then like our eyes just like, he was like, good morning, son. I was like, but again, and he meant that, like he was just like, you know, and then our whole thing that whole time was like, baby boy. So my random story about Tom Schwartz.
I love it.
But
oh my gosh, what a combination.
He's low key mad at me because like he's like FaceTimed me like twice on like Facebook Messenger and I was asleep, like, sorry. And then, like, but I stopped.
Well, he did it so he could say good morning, sunshine.
Well, I mean, probably, but I have to get around to calling him back because, like, you know, sometimes I don't be like, hey. But Bryce, I love this.
Have you seen the Tom Schwartz cat calendar?
I have.
You have?
I have. I have seen the calendar, and I've seen, like, his, like, show. I don't know what the name of it is, but he, like, hosts like an online show, but I have seen the calendar. So it doesn't compare to the Zaddy.
Yeah, well, why isn't there the shirtless Tom Schwartz with a cat on his shoulder photo in the Zaddy calendar already? It's already been made. It's obviously calendar approved.
Girl, why are you trying to give away the 2022? Okay, like
that should be January. Just start the year off right.
You know, stuff.
I mean, listen, it's certainly like it's a real good morning sunshine type of mood, right? Like you wake up, you see Tom Schwartz handling a cat saying good morning, and you're like, I'm going back to sleep. I don't know what dream I'm in right now, but like I'm waiting for my alarm to ring.
Yeah, if I were to wake up and see Tom Schwartz saying good morning sunshine, I'd be like, not real, not real, not real.
I closed my eyes and pretend like I was asleep, so like I didn't even like respond.
Oh my God. Well, back to, I think Nolene Pinty might have like a big good morning energy then, which is,
I guess
it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun no matter what. All right, let's move on here.
Oh.
This is Keon.
Oh, okay. I like Keon, but the first thing that I noticed is this is probably the first thumb that we have seen.
Oh, no!
Keon, you broke the screen. Right, I see the perpetrator.
Oh, we were so close to going thumbless. Thumbless 2022, guys. Thumbless 2022.
Yeah. Let's don't take that out of context, people.
I get I just
want a streak and I'm just upset about it. Anyway, it's what it is.
I get very Sailor Moon. Very Nora-esque from her. I see the crystals on her chest. So I believe that she probably is like a crystal like type of person.
I'm just indicating for those
we
that might
see,
not
see. We know where her chest is, Mark.
Those people might not notice the crystals.
They'll look at her chest anyway.
This is a very, like, you know, I don't even want to say, like, this outfit could go two ways. It could go how she's wearing it, or it could very go, like, very salacious, like, very, like, exotic. Dancer-esque, but I feel like she's bringing very good energy to this. I feel like the scrunchies on her arm, with her headband, with her orange nails, like I feel like they told her colors were like orange and blue, and she was like, gotcha, okay? And so I get very fun, loving spirit from her. I get it is like a what's the guy's name? Oh my God, I'm wearing his shirt. Eric Reichenbach. I'm getting Eric Reichenbach from her.
All right, so hopefully she never wins immunity, and that's going to be a real big problem.
I feel like lying or like mischieving, or I don't even know if mischieving is a word, but I feel like not being truthful is an issue for her.
Yeah, so Kian, it's interesting because so she considers herself fun employed, but she's in the acting and modeling industry. And look, I'm 150% talking out of my butt here. She feels like she's selling me like a Fashion Week type of outfit here with like the one strap asymmetrical swimsuit. I don't know if it's even a swimsuit going on right now. I saw that even in
what
the
do you think Fashion Week is,
you know, everyone wearing swimsuits and walking around. Right. That's Fashion Week. Well, even in the, I feel like even in the COVID cast photo, if you watch, like, she is selling it. Like, she has that look going on. So, albeit that this might give her a little bit of an advantage. But I think, to your point, Bryce, like, she wants to, I think, come across as, like, a bubbly, girly girl. She has been through a lot in her life, really tested her spirit and her individuality. So, I think she is definitely someone who, much like Nora, you can say a lot about Nora, but I think Nora had a lot of conviction because of also the changes that she's made in her life. And so I do see some similarities in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely that crystal for me, like definitely I feel like she goes off of people's energy. And I feel like if people aren't being truthful with her, or I feel like that's going to be problematic and might be somewhat of an issue for her, why we see the thumb and like she can't like hide her poker face. So I'm just that's what the photo is giving me.
The thumb is upsetting because she could just be a little more back with the thumb behind, and I actually think it would be a slightly stronger pose and we would have continued our lack of thumb streak, no thumb streak. So that's just upsetting for me, and that's just I need to kind of get back on track after that. But I will say the composition of the photo, I mean, from a model, I think maybe the best I've seen. The fact that she is in like all of orange with a little bit of blue, the background all blue with a little bit of orange, perfectly in sync. It's pleasing to the eye. Definitely coordinated from a fashion perspective. Just that thumb. Why? Why the thumb? We were doing something here, Kian. We were thumbless.
And for me, it's the eye contact. Like for like, it reminds me of the other photo that we just watched. I feel like I can trust her. Like, it's just that direct eye contact straight on. Absolutely a gorgeous photo. Like, very fashion forward outfit. But I just feel like that thumb is...
The thumb! Why? Because we were... I really wanted to go thumbless for you, Bryce. Like, I wanted to do that for you.
For South Africa.
Get the guillotine, girl. Just get the guillotine.
Cut it right off.
All right. Next
up. Nails, though.
And she also touted the fact, Bryce, that apparently she's like a volunteer firefighter. She goes in with those nails and like nothing doing. Like they does not walk away with any harm to them, no matter what fire she's fighting.
Maybe that's why she wanted to show her thumb. She was like
Sailor Moon ass. Those are the Sailor Moon vibes.
Mm. I can see that. Bryce, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Invisibility.
Why?
Because I am a people watcher. I love to I want to know what people are like, not even necessarily about me, but I just love to know what people are doing, thinking, and I would literally just be invisible and sit at the mall all day and watch people walk by for sure. Invisibility.
I mean, anyway. You can do that as long as you don't know you're at the mall.
No one will care if you just sit at the mall.
No one's gonna be like, "Well, I was going about, I was gonna really get into it with you, but I see that guy sitting over there on that bench. I am gonna save it for you until we get home."
Would you not prefer maybe some sort of super hearing, and then you could just sit normally and you could hear everything?
No, I'm visual. I need to I want to see. I don't necessarily want to hear it. And this is a random funny story, but I have a neighbor who, when we take our trash out, for me, if I can be invisible, I would love it. And so my neighbor, Wednesday is our trash day. Just a random. Yeah. Well, no.
For a lot of reasons.
Wednesday is our trash day. And so Tuesday nights, I'll take my trash out and then she'll take her trash out. And then normally, or Tuesday night, then Wednesday morning, if it's when I get home from work, I'll pull all the trash cans back. But the recyclables didn't come. So I just pulled the trash cans behind our house. And so I guess I heard of the recyclables. So it must have been her. So I went to my back door and I just wanted, I don't know why, I just wanted to watch. I was just oh, I wonder if it's her. And it was so weird because I didn't think that she could see me. And then she saw me. And so it was just what do you say? Yeah,
I wish I was invisible right now.
Yeah.
It was so awkward because it was I mean, yes, I'm sitting back here watching you, but yes, where were my invisible powers right then and there?
Because
I just wanted to see what it was like, her just pulling the trash can, the recyclable bag. But
you were if I'm ever going to be able to get the power of invisibility, this would be the perfect time. Just come on. Invisible. We did get a funny comment because a lot of the players said that they would want to be invisible.
Yeah, for funny reasons, right? Because they're I want to be able to sneak in, do my own, and especially superhero spy shack of people won't be able to see me, but they can talk about me and I'll know it.
Yeah. And we got some comments about them all running into each other, invisible.
Do you think invisible people can't see each other? Or is it invisible people can see each other, but nobody
else? They're all
on
their own, shared realm. I don't think so. I think you're invisible to everyone, and being invisible wouldn't give you an additional superpower of being able to see invisible people, as that would make it overpowered, as that would be two separate powers.
I agree.
Could ask for the superpower of seeing all invisible people.
But that's a next level of thinking, because that would also imply that somebody else would want to be invisible.
Yeah, if I was on this cast, I'd be I'd want to be able to see invisible people because eight people are invisible, and that would be really helpful for me.
But then would you still be invisible?
No, you wouldn't be invisible, but you could just see other invisible people.
I think you'd be invisible. Maybe you could be invisible, but also there's an honor system going on with all the invisible people of
no.
Hey, let's keep this a secret. OK, nobody, nobody snitch. Nobody snitch on the invisible people to the non-invisible people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a thing going on. OK, let's keep our secret. All right. All right. Let's move on to our next very visible person. Bryce, this is Rainier.
Thumbless, thank you.
Yeah, Thumbless. How old is Rainier?
Rainier is 29.
Okay. Because he could be 19 or 29. Okay. But he has speaking of superpowers, the X-Men rogue grayness in his hair. He's giving very...
Nobody touch Rainier. You're going to get sapped.
Right. A very strong look. Very strong, muscular look. I mean, again, this, for me, this would be a winner-esque pose, but his look is too hard, I don't know. And again, I get you want to give a strong pose, but for me, this is over exaggerating. Baby boy, who stole your chocolate milk? Why are you so upset? And so I get that he is going to be a strong player. But I can see just from the strongness of this photo, I could get an early boot because I get he is giving me go big or go home. And like literally like that's he went big for this photo. And so like I feel like he going to jump on something or jump on the like, I don't know. But I get that he's strong, but it's just, you know. What's the word?
Marisha.
But even in Marisha's photo, she wasn't this like, rah. I don't know. Like, I feel like, who hurt you when you were young? Like, who took your Jello when you was in Creek school? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just like a little too scary for me.
Well, he's a dad of a 1 year old. So I think he's already got on his mind of like, who do I have to kill to get Jello for my son?
Well, maybe just to get some Jello. I don't know if it's hot. Maybe if you have a kid to get the Jello in the house or if the kids are eating it. I don't know what it's like to be a parent, but I do think with Rainier, I mean, he is a huge super fan. Also, David posted about him again, Mike, David Jennett.
Really?
Definitely. And also, can I just say, so you know how in the interviews I said, no one tell David how many fans he has on this cast? I told him. I'm so sorry.
Why did you betray your own rule?
I know, it was like me, tells everyone not to tell David he's beloved. Also me, tells David he's beloved.
How did he, I mean, I'm going to assume what the answer is, but how did he react to it?
He loved it. Yeah, he liked it. Yeah. I don't know why. I just was like, he should know. But he was posting about Rainier. He's like, the season's coming up. I'm like, the cast loves you. I don't know why I'm like this. But Rainier is a huge fan. He is a smart guy. He's a chemical engineer. He's obviously super strong. I think we were worried. I mean, you're talking about too much strength on the Goldilocks scale. We could see that, I think, because we worried that he was going to be too big a threat. Like, he's clearly physically strong. He's very smart. He looks like an obvious fan.
He's someone who, from a social perspective, he feels like he can connect with everyone because he's a young father. So he's like, if there are any parents on the cast, but also I'm not, you know, out of I'm not in a new tax bracket, so I can still connect with everybody. But I think what we sort of talked about is if this is a cast that is almost going to pick up on that and say, to your point about, you know, Pinty, there's no way we're going to let him get near the end.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, you know, and hearing all of that feedback from you guys, and I kind of close my eyes and open it and look at the photo, in true Kagyan essence, he gives me a Spencer Bledsoe a little.
I can see that a little bit. Yeah. It's like the exact opposite of Spencer, because Spencer has like the flat head, and when your head is like very round. But yeah, I could definitely see that.
But even when you look at Spencer's cast photo, like it almost was a look like this.
I will say Spencer was the young lad, right? And that was the thing. Like, I love Spencer.
Now he's the young lad to young dad.
Yeah. Well, is this the young dad? That it could be a superhero name as he runs around invisible. I think there is that extra maturity there. There is that extra layer there that maybe Spencer didn't have. And also Spencer almost won, but I think that could kind of carry him, but it also makes him so threatening. It's like, where are the holes here? I'm like struggling to see. I know that Rob Bentley just got to the end and won, and that seems improbable as well, but like, how does anyone let this guy get to the end? He looks like a really strong super fan. Like, I would take that out.
Right. But also, I feel like, and this could be him putting on for It's a Look to like give us this, to throw us off. Like, cause I feel like you're not waking up, like, Tom Swartz isn't saying good morning to that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like this isn't all that he is giving. So, but I definitely could see a different side of him, but I definitely get that he is going to go all in for sure.
Yeah. I can remember Shannon. Was he one of the people that said he'd rather go out pre-merge than get zero votes at the final tribal council?
Oh, we asked, would you rather get zero votes at the final tribal council or be pre-merge? It was a would you rather. I think he said pre-merge. I mean, this was actually an interesting theory we can talk about, but like I was talking to my brother about this, and he was saying he thinks like a lot of the fans, it's not perfectly split, but a lot of the fans ended up saying pre-merge because, you know, if you want to go out there to be a fan and make big moves and like have like a lot of the experience, it doesn't really fit then that you're going to play a game that could get zero votes. So you'd have to be pre-merge.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what's wrong with being a pre-merge.
Well, a lot of people said they wanted to be pre-merge. What's wrong with getting zero votes?
Listen, can I trade? Who can I trade with?
Would you? You trade?
Call Natalie. I'd like.
Natalie got votes. Like, also in South Africa, if you pre-merge, you get to go home. And also, I don't think you get money for coming second or third. Like, it's just the same. Would you still trade?
Huh?
If you would go to the end, but you don't get like the 100K that second place gets, and also pre-merge, you get to go home to see your family. You trade?
No, I'd be second place.
Okay. There you go.
Merge fees.
There you go. Everyone's a little bit different. We did find that things were surprisingly split. I think they said like 6 out of 9 guys would go pre-merge, but then like only 2 women would go pre-merge. So I think that's an interesting sort of like balance as well. But Rainier was one of those guys where he's just like to your point, Bryce, he's like, listen, I've always wanted to play this game, tick it off the bucket list. If I play like you're only playing once, let me do whatever I have to do. And if that ends up with my torch being snuffed, you know, day 18, so be it.
But if I am the bar of pre-merge, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, who would
say pre-merge,
you know?
So.
Yeah. Come on.
I feel like the grass is always greener. Like you're saying you'd go to the end because you were pre-merge. So you want that other experience. Like you could ask some people who had like a terrible final tribal council performance. They might be like, I wish I was like a fun pre-merge boot. Never know. They're both, you know, that's a hard choice. That's why we ask the question.
Favorite too.
Bryce, you quoted Santana many, many, many times, but let's move on to Santini. This is Santini.
Oh.
It was front and center in the cast photo. Here she is rocking the tie-dye.
Oh, okay. She better give me all the Rupert vibes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and we know Rupert was a fan favorite. Well, we see a thumb, okay?
Oh, no! Why the thumb?
We will also give credit where
my circling. We can see. If people know what a thumb looks like. You don't need to be like. And here,
I don't know. It could be a ring that looks like a thumb.
True, but it's the purple shorts for me.
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't even notice that
purple shorts, badass.
I love it. I love her energy. But I will be honest. I don't get like the confidence from this photo that I need in a winner photo. I definitely get that, like, she will win the hearts of people. And I've often feel like, you know, from what I'm getting is that, like, she'll believe if somebody is like telling her one thing, and like, you know, she'll be like, oh, they're not like, I'm getting, and this, I say this respectfully, I'm getting the honorable third boot vibe. And that's not like, you know, that's me. So
that's a big honor. That's a big honor.
So wow. I respectfully bestow.
I'm sure
that
she'll love that honor
upon her. I would love for her to precede it, but I definitely am getting like, I don't know, like just.
Is it the purple? Is that what it is? Is that why you're linking?
I mean, I will. Maybe it is the purple, but it's just the stance. It's like not a super confident stance. It's just like, I'm here. I'm going to take these photos. I like, you know, I get honestly a lot of reminiscent of me, like almost feeling like how did I get here? Like, do I really belong here? Like, I'll never forget when I was like on Kagyan and we were at the hotel getting ready to go down to the airport, and you know, I was like sitting down, and then like Garrett came down, and then like Cliff came down, and Wu came down, and I'm just like, well, bitch, am I on the right season? Like, what the hell is going on here? Because I honestly like,
and none of them were on the beauty tribe.
I mean, none, but they like, you know, seeing Cliff, who's like 7'11", seeing Garrett, who's like, you know, seeing Wu, who's like doing like bat flips. I'm like, what the hell? Like, are y'all sure? And I'm like, I get those vibes from her, like. Like, am I supposed to be here? Do they really like, so I don't know. And I feel like sometimes when we let that energy take over, we are not allowing ourselves to be like the the best that we can be. And so, and the game will eat us alive. But who knows? That's just kind of sort of what I'm getting from her. But I would love to hear the background of, like, from y'all interviews from her.
No, that's good. Definitely. Yeah,
and I mean, there is some synergy between you two, because look, you are a man who knows his way around how to create good, you know, merchandise, good apparel. And Santini, she's an online business owner. She has a shop that sells what she calls weird and wonderful clothes.
Send me the link.
And there's a lot going on in this photo. Obviously, they cut it so that we can make sure we also see she's wearing, like, bright pink knee-high socks.
And in the cast photo, she had, like, tied it. She had, like, what looked like a rainbow yellow brick road type of sock going on.
Cast photo. Look, she is a super fan. So I think that's what you're picking up on, Bryce. She applied. This is her fourth time applying in the, you know, long franchise history. So yes, there is that pressure on it, I think, that you're picking up on, which is like, I wanted to be here so bad, I actually am. And that is a lot for me.
Any super fan that plays, like, I feel like I will never forget, like, when I was, like, at the mat and Jeff was like, come on in, guys. I was like, honestly, like, I felt like, where is my invisible power? Like, I wish that I could, like rewatch
it. Be invisible.
Yes, like, it was just so crazy. So that's the type of energy that I get from her. And sometimes, again, like I said, that energy can kind of sort of, like, freeze you up. And I remember, like, LJ and Jeremiah and Jeff were, like, kind of talking and me just sitting there watching. And I'm just like, they talking about,
like, you at the mall.
Like, right. Like, but I'm like, this ain't the mall. We in the Philippines. Like, I should go over there and be right. Like, bitch, what's good?
Yeah, like, this is a mall where it's like, okay, we're going to get rid of somebody in this food court by the end of today.
And I'm sitting there at the Super Bowl.
Probably that guy who's just sitting there wishing he was invisible.
Exactly.
That guy's out.
Like, I did not feel empowered. Like, I don't, it's just a weird, like, if only I could go back. And so I'm picking up on some of that energy.
You will go back, Bryce. If it's the last thing I do, you will go back.
Who knows? But as long as I can do it, it's a look. That's all that matters. So that's what I'm getting from sister. I hope that it's the energy I'm picking up is wrong. And, you know, maybe it's just the circle in the tie-dye and that she kills it. But I definitely can see a lot of similarities in myself and her.
All right. Well, let's move on here.
The thumb as well. We just didn't put in paint. Oh, another thumb for Sean.
Another thumb from Sean here.
This photo is giving me like, you ask your son to take the photo and it's like a little blurry, but not blurry. Okay, Sean. He's smiling and, like, laughing, but yeah. I definitely get, like,
it's a energy. It's like, I don't mean to, like, this is not it's a weird comparison to draw. This is a little Gollum-y to me, if I'm being completely honest. Of maybe it's just like the way he's crouched over and the way he's like, ha ha ha. It's the open mouth for me, because, like, we got people smiling, but I think he's the first person to be like, and that's what my cast photo would be. So I absolutely sympathize with that.
Now, I'm going to just ask a question for the listener that don't know, but what's Gollum-y mean?
You know Gollum. He's the creature from Lord of the Rings, the one that has, like, the strength.
Got you. Yeah, like, I agree. It's just, it's something about this photo, but also the body language in this photo, again, he's on his tippy toes. We can see his foot, his heel is in the air. Gives me very agile, gives me very, like, you know, I can creep, I can, like, whatever. I feel like this might be Jason's kryptonite. I don't know.
Oh.
Well, he's in the exact same pose. And I honestly think that if the producer was like, okay, can you, like, crouch down in a squat on your toes and we're just going to take a few shots, I'd be like, absolutely not. I'm actually going to sit down. And that's why I'm actually tired from even.
You know, actually, I'll put my butt on the ground. I get my butt dirty. I don't know if I'm going to look good in a squat here.
Yeah, I would not be like, this is a lot. This is exercise. This pose,
right? But I feel like this pose is, this is our first action pose, though. Like, you know, it is. It's hard to tell, like, if this is. You know, I'm the king of, like, a fake smile, so I don't know if this is, like, the mid, like.
Mm.
Or if this
yeah,
is
he
really
might be
like
falling.
Right. Like, so it's hard to tell, hard to read from this, but the definite energy that we get, where I definitely get, is like a ha 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 ha, like, I got ya. And well,
not- yeah, it's interesting though, because it seems like his interview sort of gave us some wild card vibes. He's an animal lover to the point that he said, Bryce, that I know that the beauty tribe, your fellow beauties, had a lot to say about the chickens. Sean, if he gets in contact with the chickens, will immediately let them go.
Oh, okay. Now, okay. Very much. Okay. The Thai vibes. Okay. Out here with the Thai vibes. So but that in itself is, could be like, okay, free the animals, but also very much so like, Nyanka in Hide the Machete. Like, you know, like, so whatever I feel like his character is, I feel like he's good at it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is like one of the, like, the Joker that you kind of sort of want to root for a little bit. So
yeah.
I like this energy. I don't think that it will carry him to the end, but I definitely think that it will make for great TV.
Yeah, I think he's a fun villain. I think that's the character. I definitely see, like, yeah, Joker. He wants to have fun with it. He's got, like, the fun print going on. He's smiling and laughing because he's just, like, causing chaos. What is his necklace, Mike, with your superhuman?
Okay, so this is...
Circle,
so
he, it? Yeah.
Well, so he talked about this, in his bio, that he loves his dogs more than anything, and one of his dogs passed away. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is the tag from...
Right, that's
his dog in past. The tag says Daddy's Girl.
There's no way you can see that. You're lying.
I am looking at it right now. It says, yeah, like, I see.
Close in.
I can't close in.
What? Well, you can clearly zoom know in on the
photo. My
superpower
right
is X-ray vision, because I don't know how the hell you see that.
There's no way you can see that it says Daddy's Girl.
I'm looking at it right now on this.
Well, it's covered by your mouse. Can you please?
Sure.
Not that I can even. Oh, okay, I'm going to do a Nick again. Daddy's Girl?
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing Daddy's Girl.
I love Sean. Sean has a side to him that is so incongruous with, like, the villain he's trying to be. And I love it so much.
I mean, like, Bryce, I am not in the position whatsoever to do this. But Sean might be the freakiest freak. Just like, I mean, during this tag alone, right?
Seamus for his dog.
If the tag says Zaddy's Girl, maybe.
Yeah, fair.
But
fair.
I mean, yeah, and not for nothing. Mm-hmm. I definitely do like his short prints. They definitely are wild, fun, and they look to be appropriate for me. I don't like people that have, like, the shorts that, like, cover their knees. So, and although he's bending down, but yeah, no, he definitely could be freak of the week, possibly.
I know. I love the tag. Peter, for my birthday, got me a necklace of my cat, and it's just her face created to exact likeness in silver. So I feel like that would be a good thing to wear on the show, because it would be like having a loved one's photo. But to take this tag that's so meaningful, but also I can't believe that you can see that it says Daddy's Girl. I just don't believe
that's,
it.
That's, I mean, listen, Sean, feel free to correct me if you're hearing this, but that's what I'm seeing at the moment.
My gosh.
All right, let's move on here. All right, Bryce, this is Teresa.
I am okay. Y'all already know where I'm about to go with this, but I'm getting Ceri Fields first season vibes.
Yeah, yeah. That's, and she even compares herself to Ceri. Like, that is like the very first name that she mentions when we ask what survivor are you like.
Bryce, you would like it, because we're like, what survivor are you most like? She's like Ceri, and then goes on for like 5 minutes about why Ceri is amazing, and I feel like you would have enjoyed.
I love it, and you know, no thumbs. Okay,
Is there a thumb there? Mike,
no
thumb.
I don't think it's a thumb.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a
hit of a thumb.
Just
no,
the
what
tip.
About on the other
just
hand?
The
other hand. Well, no, not that. The hand right there. So that's kind of sort of a thumb. But if you can camouflage it that much that we have to, like, kind of sort of guess.
If Mike can see Daddy's Girl but hardly a thumb, then you're
right,
doing
hardly a thumb, but we're good. I like the fact that she got her hair and braids. She is, like, you know, got herself in a whole cover up. Like, listen, I ain't really about this whole island life, but I'll give it a try. I just like her energy. I feel like I just get Cerie Field vibes from her. So first season. So I'm not getting winners at it, but I'm definitely getting fan favorite. So I'm here for her.
And that's the argument that we made as well, is like Cerie did incredibly well in that first season, but like, is that a formula you can replicate, you know, or is Cerie unique in her own regard? But yeah, there's so many similarities here between her saying that she thinks that she'll be seen as someone you could get rid of at any time. Right. Which is like how Cerie wormed her way into that alliance in her first season, was saying, well, just come across like you can get rid of me at any time. But she also like, she doesn't really care who she works with as long as it's someone who feels like they need to work with her. Again, that's very much like Cerie and Micronesia, right? When she's picking people to work with. So like, she has such a, I think we were really impressed with her interview. She has a really good head for the game, but I think she will admit, again, much like Cerie's first season in particular, she's a little out of her element in the elements. And we'll see this particular cast if that ends up being like the breaking point for her.
And that's okay, because as long as you play the social game, as long as you can make those connections and like, I like her a whole lot.
Yeah. My concern is the first few days. I think if she can make it through like that first week, she's like super long for the game. She could win. She has enough skills for the game to win, but it's like, can you make it through the first like 2 to 4 votes? That's my concern.
I feel like from the photos that we have seen, there are for sure characters that they will rear their ugly head, that like will draw attention to them, that she will be able to kind of be like not necessarily a swing vote, but a vote in the right direction. So I can see it for her.
Yeah. Hope so. She's great. She's really fun. Really great. She's smart. She confirmed to me that she was listening to our podcast. So I'm now all in. I love Teresa. Fingers crossed that I think her hardest job is those first few days. She'll be working hard. Definitely good to just kind of stay out of it. Let some bigger personalities take the fall and then make a run.
Right. Yep.
Fingers crossed, but not the thumb. All right. We're down to our last two here, folks. Let's start with our last guy here. This is Tyson.
Okay, Tyson. I like Tyson. Okay. Very much a winner pose-esque, no thumbs, you know, direct look, but not a direct look. He's got a nose ring. He's got his belt. He's got his like shirtless shirt tucked in to his jeans. So for me, that tells me like he's a handyman, because only people I know with handymans like tuck them type of shirts in. Okay, he got a tattoo on his arm. So that tells me that, like, you know, he about that life. He got the money signs on his shirt, so he came to win. I like this. I get that, you know, he's got muscles, so I get that he's physically fit, but I also like can see that he's like is somewhat in his stature is not big, so he's not a threat. It looks like he's got both of his earrings pierced. He's got the Philly beard going on. I like this pose a lot. Hard for me to tell like what type of player he is, because again, he, let's just say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and say this is probably my first winner pick from this photo. And I will say that because we saw a similar like face like this where he's giving a blank face. But I just want you to notice like the difference in his blank face is more effortless. It's more like, you know what I mean? Like there is definitely something to his non-reaction face that I can appreciate, but I definitely can tell from the nose ring, from the earrings, to the tattoo, to the shirts, that he definitely has some type of spunk about him. And like, I mean, he's executed a photo. I mean, my only critiques is that like, I don't like how high his hands are like going into the fold.
A little bit like a Molly Shannon like and Superstar. Bit like,
yeah. You know, I ain't put deodorant on today. Don't smell me. But
yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's right in there. It's very high.
But other than that, I'ma just go ahead and say this is like my first complete.
There we go. Right before the buzzer. Yeah, I mean, Tyson has, and you can see it from this picture, but we got through his interview as well. He has such like a quiet but steely energy to him. You really see that in the look. We're like, he was definitely, I think, the most soft-spoken out of all 20 contestants that we spoke with. But like that almost has confidence alongside it. And just I agree with Bryce, like the look he is giving right now, it is effortless, but it's also like, I don't know, it feels piercing in a way. So like Tyson's killing this photo right now, in my opinion.
Yes, Tyson.
Yeah. It's strong, but I think it needs to be strong because he is the youngest member of the cast. So I think to kind of overcome that age, but as we know, he has like a lot of life experience and he's definitely like experienced things beyond his years. And I think that strength kind of shows like, I'm not here to be the kid. Like I'm here to play. I do think the choice to tuck the tank top into the jeans with a belt is a choice. It's a choice he didn't have to make. It's definitely interesting, right, as you've talked about. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I still have to make my mind up about that decision.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But what I will say, though, is it's a look. And he executes the look because, like, you know, it's a look. And for me, that means you're handy. That means like you get, like, for me, that's like a plumber, a biker, an electrician. It's something. And I like it. And I definitely, with the money signs on your shirt. Okay, Playboy, I see you. The nose rings, the earrings, your beard is brushed down. I see the low cut, like, you know, Tyson.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. If he makes it through 39 days, what's that beard going to look like? Because he's coming in with the beard.
And he coming in with it. It's going to be what we call in Philly a Philly Sunni. So, like, I'm here for it, Tyson. I don't know if I can do the... Hold on. Tyson... Yeah, no, it don't work. It don't work. But
were you trying to Marisha Tyson?
It didn't work. But Tyson, I see you.
Mm. All right.
Cha-ching. All right.
Exactly.
It took over 2 hours, but we found the look, and it's a look. There you go.
The look. Well, let's see. I don't know. Our last one might one up Tyson.
Yeah.
This is Werda.
Okay, Werda. I see you. Okay. So my first. Okay. I see her. She's giving me. No, these are going to be like two different, but I'm getting a Sandra Diaz.
Ooh.
But I'm also getting, and I don't know, like, again, I can't make this stuff up, but I'm getting deduct the point from her, Mike. Okay.
All right. I'll follow up to the
No.
I'm getting a Sugar.
Ooh.
Is it the blonde hair? Because she's actually not a natural blonde, if you want to know.
I the black roots do not tell me that at all, Shannon. But like, I don't know. It's something about Sugar, and maybe it's the necklace, maybe it is the blonde hair, maybe it's the eyebrows, but also I get a Sandra Diaz from her as well, too. So I don't know if like a Sandra Diaz and a Sugar
It's interesting you say that because when we asked her, how do you think you'll be perceived? She said she thinks that she would come across as sweet initially, but
Sugar is sweet.
But the more you get to know her, the more threatening she comes across, which very much seems like a Sandra type of thing.
Okay, so I think that we can just crown that I won this round here. Absolutely.
I don't know. She's a fitness professional. Sandra's thing is that she's won the game twice without winning immunity challenges. She's not as much the physical player. Like, I think a large part of Wada's game is, like, she's an ex-journalist, so she's got the strategic social part, but then she's really physical, which will help her through the pre-merge, but someone like Sandra doesn't have that in her back pocket.
Well, ask someone like Garrett how fitness helped him in the game.
Right, but like,
so like that being fit, like, and again, I think that is the beauty of Survivor, is that like, because you have these like attributes that don't always translate to success. So I feel like with like this young lady, I don't know, there's something interesting about her that I like, and the necklace choice for her to wear like a long necklace. Like, you know, that's a statement piece for her to wear this green top over it. Like, there, for me, it's layers to her.
Very layered.
And I feel like that is either it's going to be a hindrance in the sense of like literally speaking, like, you know, something's going to hold you up because like you're clearly layered, or in the game, you're going to be able to like peel those layers and like evolve, and that like you're going to Sandra Diaz your way to the end. So, hard to tell. Again, production has cropped off the hands, so we can't see the hands.
Yeah, but they did. But they did keep in her big long ass necklace.
Yeah, they have to get every part of that.
The entire shot here.
They kept in the necklace. She had product in her hair to make the little mohawk S.
Yeah,
but yes, and she is another one that has a non-face, if that makes sense, like no reaction, but I definitely get a more like, try me if you want, type of face from her.
I can get loud too, what the F?
Right. So, and honestly, I'm getting like a first boot vibes from her, or I'm getting a...
Two-time winner vibes?
I don't know if I'm getting two-time winner vibes, but I'm getting like a... You make the merge and you at the merge feast. So interesting to see with her. But I definitely feel like she is I'm either your cup of tea or I'm not. I definitely get that from her.
All right.
There you go.
Well, on that note, that is the cast of Survivor South Africa 8 Immunity Island.
Yeah. We did it. We found the look of this look.
Yeah, there was the second to last picture. Had to kiss a lot of frogs. Yeah. But I think we got that prince.
So that's your official winner pick, guys?
For me.
Okay.
So, I mean, that is going to go on as my Issa Look official winner pick.
You know, I like the pick. It's a good pick.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm becoming even more excited. You know, I think that we really jumped feet first into, or thumb first into, like the interviews, but I think there's always something about these photos, right? And we really haven't had the opportunity to explore it, and so we're grateful as always to have Bryce here to like break down everything that a look gives. And listen, you said how prophetic it's been in the past. We'll see if that holds true for this. I'm excited to see how people react as well to your own reactions to some of these. Marisha, I think
Marisha.
She hasn't heard from South Africa at this point, her name being sung by you. She's going to really enjoy listening to it on the podcast.
She's like, what was that? You know, Marisha. She has her own jingle. That's amazing. She basically won.
I mean, some say I'm excited. I'm excited to watch and excited. You know, Shani, you're going to have to send me the link because, you know, the way my...
We'll work it out, Bryce. You gotta watch how your Winnipegs do, how these characters do. It's a really fun cast. We have now done 4 podcasts of interviews of what they've said. We've now done this is a look of what they look like. And we're not even done, Mike. We've got a lot of crazy content.
Yeah, so we got one more in the books. Because we're at this point, this podcast is coming out. We're about like a week and a half away from the season premiering and new Survivor finally being in our lives again. So we're going to do one more round in the ponies. We're going to get together, Shannon, you and I, with our good friends, Liana Boris and Puya Zanvakili, the power couple, RHAP power couple. And we're going to do just a little bit of like a preseason wrap up. Almost, we're going to get to some stuff. Like, I know that I believe Nico has done like a cast assessment for them. We're going to get into maybe some more like extracurricular things. It's just going to be like one final little.
We'll give our winner picks. We haven't.
We'll give one final little like mishmash of things. We'll call it like it'll be like the South African like B and G and ZV. But it's going to be Shannon
that rolls off the tongue.
And right down the guillotine on the stairs after you kicked it off. So yeah, it's going to be Shannon, it's going to be me, it's going to be Liana, it's going to be Puya. That's the next one that you're going to be listening to. Not sure when, but it'll be before June 3rd, which is when Survivor South Africa Immunity Island premieres, and we finally get to see what these people we've been talking for so long about do when they get to play Survivor, and I get even more excited each and every time we get to talk about them.
Yes, it's been a time. Bryce, thank you so much for coming on, giving us your thoughts, making up jingles. What else do you have going on at the moment that people can follow?
You know, we are steadily working at the Purple Pants Podcast. Every Tuesday, we drop in some heat for you. So make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. love it. I'm on the Instagram, the Twitter, wherever you need your baby boy, I'm here. But you know, it's Marisha, Marisha. You remind me of the Lucina.
How will you do? We'll see ya.
Oh, there we go.
Marisha, Marisha.
Bring it around again.
yes, yeah. I'm trying to think of other rhymes. I should, anyway, it's fine. I just have a music degree. It's fine. It should be easier than this.
We've been through Marisha, a long podcast, okay? Like, your mental capacity is spent. I know I'm putting my thumbs in frame, but I'm going to give the double thumbs up to Purple Pants Podcast as well, particularly this week. I think all of us should be so lucky to have a mom like Barb. Bryce, I know that you got together with Barb, got to have your first, like, in-person sit down in like a while for her birthday, and it was like a really great conversation. You have an interview as well with the listener, so like there's always, I know that we're primarily here on RHAP for reality TV, but like if you ever need an escape from that and you just want a dose of reality, Bryce has that in spades over on the Purple Pants Podcast, so always be sure to check it out. It is always a great listen, and all the way back, you know, a couple of years ago, if you want to listen to more about Bryce and Wendell with their experience in South Africa, I know you guys talked about it too.
Yes, yes, I appreciate that. Yes, yes. I'll have to like find the link and put it up so they can see it in conjunction with this.
Mike, what else do you have going on in the podcast world?
Yeah, using my usual stuff with post-show recaps. The big thing that I did this week is I got together with me, Rob Cesternino, and one of your favorites, Bryce Chappelle. We all got together to talk about Outwit All Playout List. We did ranking and ratings of some of the best Survivor GIFs, GIFs, Jeffs, whatever you want to call them. We had a really fun time. Kagayan got an appearance, Bryce. So we went through a lot of Survivor history, trying to talk about what has like broken the internet in terms of Survivor social media. And
did the Underwood GIF make it on that?
No, I think unfortunately it got stuck somewhere. I think it's in a folder, maybe marked something else on the desktop. So it'll come back
with 3 days to go, and then we can see. If
yeah, exactly. It hasn't played fully right out yet. It got voted out early, but needs to come back for the next one. So
I'll resubmit it.
Yeah, so be sure to check that out, as well as my writing at parade.com. But otherwise, Shannon, you and I will be back in a little bit doing some more Survivor South Africa one final time in the preseason.
Yeah, so much Survivor South Africa stuff. I mean, we're having fun with it all. I think everyone's getting excited for the season. The cast is amazing, but this has been so much fun. Thanks so much, Bryce, again, for coming on.
Seriously.
Love podcasting with you as always. Follow us on social media at Shannon Gates, at AMikeBloomType as well. And subscribe to the International Survivor Hap-Ups feed. That's where you'll get all this content, all the Survivor South Africa content. And I'll be back with Taryn Armstrong next week as well for a Game Theory podcast before I officially end my off season and stop off season.
This
stuff.
Was like the last, this is the last one for you then.
So now it is. Yeah. I've been waiting for Taryn to finish BB Can and the Circle and all the stuff he was going on. And then we're going to do something off season. Should I, it's going to be basically we did the flip, how to flip, how the best way to flip is. And we're doing the opposite, how to maintain and keep, how to build and maintain alliances. So the other side of that, if you don't want people to flip on you, we're going to work it out. So that's happening. Subscribe to the International Survivor Hap-Ups feed. We've loved hearing from you all. We're having such a good time with it. Thank you to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Thanks to you all for listening. Thank you again, Bryce and Mike. And until next time, keep evolving. Bye.
Australian Survivor.
Survivor is
saved.
Survivor
New Zealand. Saved.
Survivor.
Survivor.
21 South Africans.
12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
£1 million.
Million
euro.
Million.
Tribe
spoke.
Tribe
spoke. Tribe
spoke.
The adventure of a lifetime.
The adventure of a lifetime.